Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, oglings across the fruited and nutted open range, free range nut house here in the Zogland. I'm going to go ahead. I mean, I'm running a little bit late, but not more later than usual. And as usual, I really don't have anything other than what I sort of want to talk about. What I want to talk about was how wiggers end up getting exactly what they deserve. So, what I'm going to do, it's a warm night in southwest Missouri, a rather humid night. I'm going to turn the fan down. I'm going to go ahead and start Dave Ball here in a minute. Okay? All right. Hold on. We got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupider wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, and they don't know when to stop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. I wake up and ride away. Wigger ass Chloe's on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupider wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, and they don't know how to stop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Well, wiggers keep on remembering how good it used to be. And the thing about it is that, you know, looking back at how they think it used to be keeps them from going ahead and making the necessary changes. Okay? Anyway, about Trader Glenn Miller and Wiggerswill over on Occidental Descent. The thing about that is that I was annoyed at old Fade / Tuntair Wallace because I thought he was up to his old last clown tricks of when he couldn't go ahead and have his way, he'd periodically go ahead and nuke his form. And that's what pissed off a lot of four fags and thieves. Now, he went ahead and he got a bunch of these four fags and thieves, like 88 Centimeter Crack and Jimbo Gomez or Stan of Bullion Base. And they went ahead and took away his form away from him. And when he got done, he was trying to go ahead and hack back in, and they wouldn't let him back in, and they banned his ass. And I was hearing about this from this one guy who kept in touch with me at the Nut House and was a six killer. But, he ended up losing control of his own form. And I have told him that the reason he has a blog is he wants to go ahead and control it, just like all intellectuals are. They think that they can go ahead and control things. But the answer is that no, they can't. It's impossible to go ahead and control something in an era when, well, we essentially have a wigger problem. Now, we can go ahead and piss and moan and whine about the bowel movement leadership. In the case of Trader Glenn Miller, he's coming back and he's telling all sorts of little stories about how he is loved and respected by Pierce. And I heard, Dr. Pierce. He actually had the nerve to go ahead and say that he was talking to Pierce all the time, and Pierce had nothing better to do than call him back over an assassination plot by wiggers, which got broken up by the police. Now, I don't believe that story for a minute. Now, when I was in touch with Kat Shalane, she used to go ahead and complain about phone book cures. He got $400,000 from the order and then didn't do anything for the order members. And whatever you think of William Pierce, I mean, there's a lot of people who said that he was a physical coward because he was intellectual, but most people say that he wasn't stupid. And talking to a known rat and a traitor about, you know, who also got $250,000 from the order and then knocked them out, I mean, I greatly doubt that William Pierce went ahead and talked to Traitor Glenn Miller whining about how assassination attempts had worked out. Because Pierce was backpedaling quite a bit when Timothy McVeigh did his thing. Was found with a copy of the Turner Diaries in his car, or, you know, portions of it or something. So I don't see Pierce going ahead and calling Traitor Glenn Miller, like Traitor Glenn Miller claims, and bitching about incompetent Uyghur assassins. Okay? Okay, well, let me see. In any case, Traitor Glenn Miller, he wants to go ahead and claim that he had association with the National Alliance or anything like that. Now, someone's going ahead, and I'm not quite sure if it's Obidorker or anything like that, because what's happened is that the pisser, over the last couple of days, he's come back from the dead like a possum that didn't go ahead and get clubbed to death or eaten by a predator after the possum goes ahead and plays dead. Now, that's what possums are known for. They're known for playing possum or playing dead. Well, when this was said about a month ago by Fruit Loop about how Pisser is dead, I went ahead and did a search in Brooks, Georgia, in the newspapers looking for an obituary. Or what I suspect was more the case, a booking record. I couldn't find any such thing. So what the Pisser did is that the heat was on him and he went ahead and he played dead. And lately, I mean, he just sees some low-hanging persimmons and fruit and shit, and he's up there, he's scurrying around eating it. Now, what they've done is that they've nuked Pisser Cinder because it had a whole bunch of embarrassing stuff on it. Now, I knew, I called it Pisser Cinder when I decided that I had had enough. It was time to go ahead and give old Pisser the boot. You know, the boot for going ahead and thieving and then bringing on Brian Wright was mainly the main thing here for the sixth time. I had enough of that lying bastard. Okay? Why was you kicked off, Marty? Well, the thing about it is that what I'm in favor of doing is finding a Obidorker asshole like you and shoving a red-hot poker up in here. Let you scream all you want, videotaping it here. So, I mean, I'm not all together for censorship. The thing about it is the Jews and perverts and degenerates, they don't belong in white society, never did. So how in the world would they get a chance to speak something if they don't belong in that white society? The answer is they don't. Anyway, but I never make up my thoughts. Well, look, guest number 20, you're hiding. How can I go ahead and find you? There's 140 more fumbling Uyghur-ass clowns like yourself. I mean, I can't go ahead and gild all of them, although I would like to try. Really would. In any case, guest number 20, I'm trying to go ahead and block chat on you. You know what I mean? Okay, let me see. I'm trying to go ahead and block you, you worthless bastard. Okay, I managed to go ahead and do. Anyway, you know, it sounds like guest number 20 is just another one of the little pisser's things here. You know what I mean? No, Visser killed his old form, like I said, is that I call it Pisser Cinder because it was exactly like the Holy Wars Cinder, or Holy Wars with Andy Anderson and Clint Downey and a little meerkat and Richard Nimoy. They went ahead and banned all the dual seedliners, and at the very end of it, there wasn't anybody there. There was just four or five, and there were about 50 or 60 of us spies listening in. I had about three sock puppets listening in. A guy named Angus said, well, we shared a sock puppet. He called himself Cyril Reltney. Anyway, I called myself John Reltney. I was in Patrick Henry, and I forget what other little sock puppet I was in, but I went ahead and saved it. And here was old Clark lying to Downey about how awful it was that, you know, you're not to Downey, but, you know, Clark was lying to Nimoy about getting Chew bit. You people, I knew you people were like that, but I tried to go ahead and get along with you. Well, what ended up happening is that the thing, you know, disappeared, and Andy Anderson blamed, well, me. He blamed Juhu and the rest. Well, what happens is I think he went ahead and got rid of the old post here. And that's the same way what Pisser's doing. I went ahead and posted about this last week, and you know, old Fruit Loop was claiming that, no, we got too many people on Free Hostia. No. They went ahead and claimed that, no, we went ahead and saved it for, you know, just people like me. And what he does, he went ahead and he did go ahead and do a backup. He went ahead and used the old 3.8.2 or 3.8.0, the bulletin form. But what he did is he just went ahead and just built it with one person named Ron. Or I think is the supposed name of Ron Visser, or, you know, he was Fruit Loop. So, anyway, well, he was getting rid of Free Forum number 2. The reason he got rid of Free Forum number 2 is it had a bunch of embarrassing posts here. So he got rid of it. So anyway, he got rid of it the same way as that Andy Anderson got rid of his old forums, you know, because they, you know, the archives were embarrassing. So, okay, well, looks like guest number 21, you know, I mean, you ban these ass clowns and they come back. Okay. All righty. So, anyway. I can man the ass clown fast to make it show up. Anyway, the thing about it is that Visser went ahead and he got rid of his old form. Now he did make a backup and goes ahead and admits that. What they've been doing on the new form, Pisser's Pussy Palace, is essentially that Obidorker and Liability Clueless and the rest made them moderators, and they go ahead and come up with all this stuff. I mean, well, he did cover a bunch of stuff. The only forum they really had quite a bit of was this old PHPBB forum, which is still around, but he went ahead and got rid of, essentially went ahead and banned me and Six Killer and a few other people. Well, mainly me and Six Killer. Now, he's very smart, because if they'd been smart, what they had done is they'd gone ahead and just simply changed the password. That's what I did with old Pisser's. That's what I did with old Pisser's forum. Or with Pisser sign in. He's now Jeremy Visser, and I can go ahead and see he has an AOL account. And that's, I mean, all the Zogbots have an AOL account because they have dynamic IP numbers. So Pisser, he's still on there, and occasionally I go ahead and have him post as Jeremy Pisser and, you know, have him say his piece. But what he did about a week or so ago is that there was this woman named Amy Rose who'd been around on Visser's forums for a long time, and she don't say anything much to her. I'm sweet Amy Rose. Well, for some reason, they thought that she was Pilgrim or me, and now they're calling me Pastor Amy Linstead, the idiots. So, stacks better than yours here. Oh, boy. Yeah, Zog money does make everything look right here. Yeah, old guest number 22. He's just out there to have fun here. He'll be out anyway. Yeah, well, Amy Rose has been around. I mean, somebody said that she used to be on his PHPBB forum. I do know that I sort of thought Amy Rose was a sci-fi, but she showed up here and she doesn't really post anything valuable. But she went ahead and said something nice. You know, she said something nice about, you know, about me, and Weissmanzer, he left. Weissmanzer got the, you know, got the note is that he was messing with a Zog, he was messing with a bunch of Zog agent provocateurs. He ran off here, but both Weissmanzer and Obadiah 118, you know, they came from VNNF here. Obadiah used to pretend to be single slave line Chris Andante, and she was Linder's pet. It was Linder's pet tard. And just like, you know, just like I used to argue, I said, well, shoot, the critter is a gender bender. You know, it doesn't post anything worthwhile. It just causes trouble. And that's exactly what it does. Anyway. So, yeah, she only posts, she only posts every so often here. Okay. Alrighty, so I'll just get rid of 23. Yeah, all right. But anyway, these critters, they show up, and they, you know, once they go, well, this critter shows up, you know, has a little fun. Anyway, it don't really matter. What happens is that pissers, I mean, by going ahead and get rid of it, they go ahead and they bring back this old stuff here, and I think they might very well have access to the old form, because what they do is they go ahead and take the old things here. But by this, they're going ahead and getting rid of, you know, essentially deleting the posts and hiding them and putting them where they can't be found. He's been caught. You know, about in March, I went ahead and he deleted this "I've been dancing with Visser for 6 years" thread. And I think it's quite likely that Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser were criminals in the same cell pod or something, same prison or something here, because they're just, you know, they're just thicker and thieves at a lawyer's convention. So, anyway, the thing is that in the case of Faber, somebody, Bradley Jenkins, went ahead and wrote on my blog. He went ahead and got, you know, look at my blog, and he went ahead and wrote about how he got views that Faber got excommunicated by Christ and Butler and the rest here. So I may go ahead and put that down here. Anyway. Right off your mush. I greatly doubt it. Pisser, you know, or Faber ain't going to come back 25, you know, from New Jersey and do all this sort of stuff here. Faber is a beefcake. No, Faber is a fruitcake. In any case, I'm playing whack-a-mole with goofy-ass clowns here. So, anyway, they show up here. Oh, shoot. Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, guest number 26. I mean, we're going to end up getting to guest 50 here quick enough here. No, Faber and Wickstrom, you know, Faber and Wickstrom are very close together. And, you know, the thing about it is that you know, I'm not going to go ahead and get the thing down on Vic Wickstrom. It's just that Wickstrom knows that he don't have any, you know, room to talk, because if he does, you know, I mean, from what I gather, he got caught stealing his ex-best friend's wife, you know, a Christian identity minister at a Walmart store years ago, and then the guy came, you know, named Kallstrom, came up with a gun and a knife to sever Wickstrom's head, and Wickstrom went ahead and called the FBI on him, and the guy got 7 years and died in prison. And Wickstrom should have gone ahead and been subject to Christian Danny's law, because he went ahead and stole a man's wife. He should have been gilded. He should have been killed. You know, that guy was thoroughly in his rights to go ahead and try to kill him. But instead, he goes ahead and he shows up. Prove your lies? Well, look, guest number 28. Look, Obadorker. You'll admit your lies within 3-4 days. In fact, you probably admit your lies within 15 minutes. I got a hold of you. Thing about it is that all these idiots, especially Pisser, they act just like every other little pig here. You're supposed to go ahead and prove to the pig satisfaction that you got them caught dead to rights, Lord. And the fact of the matter is that you don't have to prove anything. Just make them confess. Anyway, I don't know. What I might end up doing is that this guest number 29 is causing quite a bit of commotion, or trying to. I mean, But no, I mean, they go ahead and they yap and they yap and they yap. In the case of Visser, or in case of Visser here, he was talking about how he was dead. Well, he ain't dead. He showed back up at Stumbleland. It was yap, yap, yapping, and I went ahead and wrote a few things, and people went ahead and said that they actually seen him here. And no, he wasn't dead because he was just playing possum. He was just running around having his fun. So, anyway. So, in any case, where was I? In the case of Visser, he ends up having his little-ass clowns go ahead and repeat stuff, and they go ahead and change it. But this Amy Rose isn't me. I haven't been on Pisser's forum since about a week before we got banned. I think it was in February or March. I think it was in March. And pretty well, he went ahead and took away my, quote, blog and the rest. And so what I did is that I didn't bother to go ahead and post, and I went ahead and told Six Killers I'm saving the files onto my hard drive. You might want to too, and he didn't want to bother with that. What it is, he made about a dozen posts making fun of him. They changed his name to Six Coward, and pretty well, changed my name to Martin Linseed. Well, anyway, as a result, these two idiots, they don't have my IP number anymore. I was Visser's, but his is AOL. And AOL is the favorite of all these agent provocateurs because it has a dynamic IP address. And last I heard is that here comes Fruit Loop, and he's whining that that they don't even have enough money to go ahead and keep up their post office box. Now, around here, post office box, a small one, costs about $18 a year. So they don't even have the money for that. And I've looked at Asian provocateur financing in the movement. If you go ahead and actually pay for somebody, like the FBI was paying for John Parsons, who was spying on the militia. What happens is once they go ahead and become an employee, and then they try to go ahead and do agent provocateuring, well, guess what? They can go ahead and complain. They can go ahead and complain. Faber, yeah. I knew 33 was was Oberdorker. Anyway, Oberdorker was coming on last week whining about what a big coward I was. Now I'm scared of Faber. And, to Faber, I have the same thing to say that I do to Liability Clueless from Florissant, Missouri. Come on down. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with Brian Wright. I'm going to go ahead and beat you up here, and we're going to show up, and we're going to go with this here, and I'm going to have my crew to, save me and all this sort of shit. And the answer of it is, if you make the challenge, I have the right. I have the right to choose the gravity of the weapons. So the answer is that anybody wants to go ahead and challenge me to a duel, I choose the ground. And what happens is that I choose the ground in front of my house. As far as the weapon's concerned, bring any weapon you want. You know what I mean? If I see you, I get to do whatever the hell I want to you, I can get away with it. Now, I probably could go ahead and get away with killing you too, but I really don't want to go back to Fulton for a 96-hour evaluation, which will become a 28-day evaluation, which will become a 6-month evaluation. Now, I mean, I really don't much care for those psychiatric evaluations and hot and running dope here. You know what I mean? So, the answer of it is, if any of you guys probably want to go ahead, challenge me to a duel, come on down to my house, 338 Rabbit Track Road. I have a picture of it. I'll picture it from the weather. I think I need to take a spring picture. And what happens is that bring whatever weapon you want. I get to choose the ground. And what happens is that you come on down here, I get to do whatever the hell I want to you. You know what I mean? So Sci-Fi isn't going to go ahead and show up. And the thing about it is that no, he's just a clown. Now he went ahead and gave his stuff away to Gerald O'Brien, who's a hybrid nigger wigger who showed up. Oh, you know, who showed up all of a sudden. And, where was I? Yeah, Sci-Fi is just a ass clown. Anyway, this Bradley Jenkins, he got on my blog. And I went ahead and allowed it here. Essentially, Bradley Jenkins said the same thing this Henry fellow did when he showed up at, Faber. Now, you know, 37 is playing a little game with me. Anyway, showed up and, just like this Henry from Texas, he goes ahead and he shows up and his organization gets up to 180 members in 6 months. And I said, look, Henry, I went ahead and called him up. So what's up with you and the old Visser? I said, oh, Visser, he's playing possum, he's pretending to be dead. But the thing is that Blitzkrieg Marty. Jerry overdunked herself to wipe his chin after posters and crumpets here. But anyway, guest number 36. Well, after one time, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Fade and, Trader Glenn Miller here. See, all these criminals who claim to be, Green Berets and the rest of them here, is that you never see the freaking DD-214 files. You never see it. Never see it at all. And what happens is that what they are is that some of them are tough, but most of them are just little posers who want to go ahead and get in. And essentially, Trader Glenn Miller reminds me of this other one named Phil Horace, this libertoon, who went ahead and claimed that a tank fell on him or something like that. And he used to be a Green Beret, he was a first lieutenant, and he got his back injury when a tank fell on him during maneuvers. And I'm thinking, tanks and Green Berets. I mean, Green Berets don't act as infantry for mechanized infantry. Not even light tanks that get dropped. It doesn't show. So, and somebody who actually was in the early Green Berets went ahead and asked some questions. It turned out the guy was a Spec 4 who drove a truck at Fort Bragg. And that was essentially time temporary duty for the Green Berets rather than having Green Berets drive their own dang trucks. The same way with Trader Glenn Miller. Now, as far as Wiggerswill being a Green Beret, I have my doubts here. But in any case, we call him Humpalo Bill because he goes ahead and he always skins his, he always beats his humps, including old April Gady. And if I had Six Killer on or Pastor John Britton on, we'd go ahead and we'd have taste great, light, less filling. I'd go ahead and say, camel's tongue. Six Killer say, catcher's mitt. But, for sure with old April Gady, she said that old Wiggerswell had a small organ. And Wiggerswell said that, he didn't expect to play with a small anesthesia organ in such a great big cathedral. so that was sort of the joke here in any case. But, let's think back down here. In any case, neither can Lyle Bill DeClue for the rest of me. I got a lot because old Lyle Bill sat for a day and a half, sort of like he was scared. And he reminds me of Trader Glenn Miller. And Trader Glenn Miller, he's coming up with this crap about unflushed toilets down at the double wide or something like that. And I had to go ahead and reveal there were no unflushed toilets, that essentially I went ahead and saved my piss in the jar to pour on my asparagus, because asparagus needs, asparagus is grown in beds and it needs good fertilizer. And rather than go ahead and pay out good money for urea-based fertilizer, I just go ahead and piss in jugs here. So if Trader Glenn Miller was able to go ahead and smell a toilet which wasn't flushed here, there was no toilet that wasn't flushed. Now, if he's going to go ahead and run to where, you know, if he can smell my urine through a, you know, sealed plastic apple juice jug, then he was running outside to where there were a bunch of them stacked up out there, because I usually don't leave more than one or two out there. Now, when Wire Bill DeClueless came in, I'm pretty sure Wire Bill DeClueless is a, oh, it's perfectly sad, Terry. I've never gotten any problem with it or not here. Oh, hell. No, I don't let it ferment, per se, here. Don't really ferment. I mean, I'm not diabetic. I'm not pissing sugar. But anyway, what happens is that when I was in jail, that bitch went, my brother, her bitch went ahead and just cut down all the asparagus ferns that they need to go ahead and recondition the roots. But what happens is that usually I do go ahead and grow some fairly good asparagus here. And every single plant that I planted last year has come up. Now, I planted some Jersey Giant because these are usually males. See, the male asparagus plant comes up thicker and bigger than the female asparagus plant. And what the female does, it goes ahead and gives seed, which, you know, tends to go ahead and propagate asparagus, okay? But it's not very good. It doesn't go ahead and produce as much shoots. So when he goes ahead and does this stuff here, I mean, I went ahead and planted some Jersey Giant here, and it hasn't come up yet. But now's the time to go ahead and go to your garden stores, because I was able to go ahead and get stuff for 3/4 off. Some onion bulbs, some garlic bulbs. I mean, you get 8 cloves of garlic for 50 cents. And that's cheaper than it is if you just go ahead and buy eaten garlic. So, in any case, what I do is I go ahead and plant around these ferns, and they're coming up. And next year will be, the third year, and I'll have plenty of asparagus. And then after that, as long as you go ahead and keep the beds fertilized, they go ahead and grow real good. So that's pretty well what I'm doing with my asparagus. But anyway, Terry Glenn Miller was yapping about, all this sort of, crap. But essentially what he did is he admitted that the story was true, that he did go ahead and leave my house. Well, the reason he left my house, he was going on and on and on about what a great leader he was and all this sort of crap. And anyway, well, I look, 41 here. Anyway, I don't know. I sort of suspect Jeff 41 was an ass clown, so I'm mad at it. Anyway, where was I? Anyway, Trader Glenn Miller, he was talking about what a great leader he was and all this sort of thing. He gave me a video and he gave me a copy of his book. And I just bought a $400 computer and e-machine at Sam's, and I got a monitor with it for $400, which is a pretty good deal. So I said, you need to go ahead and get on the computer. Why, all the time I go ahead and talk to Lewis Beam and catch a lane. He sort of turned sort of white and greenish, and he went ahead and said, I was in the Federal Witness Protection Program, but nobody ever went to prison. This is all my testimony. And in any case, look, Gas 42, look, Obadorker, if I got a hold of you, I mean, it'd be pig life testicle eating syndrome time. But anyway, where was I here? Anyway, looks like Obadork is going to be bothering us all night here and yapping about what a big coward I am the next day. See, I mean, Obadork ain't too smart, because he goes ahead and uses KOWARD like they went ahead and did it here. So I'm sure that my very well be the pisser, Fruit Loop and the rest here. But anyway, Trader Glenn Miller ran out of my office in my mom's double wide, which has my brother and the rest of them, his bitch, living there now. And I'll go ahead and talk about Wiggers. And my brother will be a treasonous one, because he pretty well said something pretty interesting to me yesterday, which I pretty well expected. Anyway, the thing about it is that know, catch a lane she was too thrilled about, but I went ahead and read Trader Glenn Miller's book and found out at the end of Chapter 3 that he ran out out in the Klan in Greensboro. I mean, he was there at Greensboro where these communists ended up being killed, and he ran out on them. So, I give up a darker chat to him. I'd be the pisser here. But, where was I? He ran out. I said, look, Trader Glenn Miller, he's trying to get back in. I'd say that it's not that bad deal because anybody who lets them in is automatically a fool and a traitor themselves. So it's probably a good thing that, he keeps on trying to go ahead and show up. But what happens, Lewis Beam? No, I haven't got it up here. But I do have Put Aryan Nations. Aryan-Nations-MO, and what happens, you'll get up Pastor Winstead. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get Pastor Winstead back up, the blog back up. But what happens is that it's not as easy on oneandone.com to work as Hostmonster is. And that's another thing I want to do, talk about with Hostmonster. Okay. In any case, where was I? Anyway, I went ahead and convinced Lewis Beam. It was a lot easier to convince Lewis Beam than it was Catch a Lane. And Catcher Lane had gone ahead and married, it was a prison marriage, to David Lane. And she ended up getting a whole bunch of, it wasn't a consummated marriage, it wasn't a marriage with children, it was a political marriage. Her father was a POW, got abandoned, was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, he got shot down, got abandoned in Vietnam. And essentially she was pretty devoted to him. And they had this guy named Ron Van moved in. He did this Woden stuff. And, Wayne was trying to get me to become a Wodenist. And I said no, because essentially Woden lived around 175 to 200, and I'm not getting into this man-made stuff at all. I'm not into it. We were fairly polite. In any case, what happens is that she was getting a lot of harassment and trouble where she lived in Idaho, so she went ahead and sold the place in Idaho and moved back to Secaucus and sold her David Lane stuff to Billy Roper. And Billy Roper was taking over it here and doing the see Pastor Richard Butler for the Crooks tour along with Rick Springs. So anyway, where was I? So she wasn't too crazy about it. My point out is that, this book is making the rounds. Let me go ahead and pretend to be Trader Glenn Buddy's big buddy. Trader Glenn Miller told me to go ahead and put his book up on the internet. And so I did. I went ahead and put 3 chapters down, but I got tired of the worthless bastard. But what he'd do is he'd go ahead and use me as a reference because I pretend to be nice to Trader Glenn Miller from August 2000 to about March, February 2004 when it came time to go ahead and run for political office. And I'd even end up having people like Linda Light from the Springfield News Leader go ahead and call me, and I'd point out, is that, look, he's not going to tell you this, but he's a known traitor. He testified against people, in Fort Smith. He's just a drunken rat. Essentially, he's not ever going to get in the movement. So don't worry about him. Don't take him seriously. He'll talk this stuff, but everybody thinks he's an agent provocateur. And what I'd see is that in 2000, I'd see him going ahead and trying to get into the Reform Party and play games with that, like he did with me while I was running for the United States Senate. And He showed up. He showed up to a reform party meeting in July of 2001. And there was Marlene Pankey, the sort of Mestizo I ended up getting elected to there. And she said, "Who's this Fraser Green Cross?" And I said, "Oh, that's Trader Glenn Miller." He said, "Well, who's that?" And I said, "Look, what he was is that he was a big white nationalist, but unlike me, he went ahead and ratted out everybody. So he's a known traitor and a rat." She says, "Well, we don't need that kind in here." I said, "No, we don't need that kind in here." And pretty well, I've been mad at Marlene because she's gone ahead and banned a bunch of people unnecessarily. And then we got ambushed at the Reform Party by the Buchanan people. And essentially, I hear all these people talking about how wonderful Buchanan is. Buchanan is just a lying piece of shit. A big old Catholic cock tease. Because what Buchanan did is that, yeah, I read about people in the bowel movement here. Anyway. So where was I? Anyway, he goes ahead and he plays the game here. I was a big Buchananite, but there are some people. I used to be around the militia movement in 1996, and they said, "Hey, look, Buchanan's just going to betray you." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Missouri was the only state in the United States where the vast majority of the delegation was Buchanan people, not Bob Dole people. He went ahead and betrayed us in 1996. He sold us out." I said, "Oh, okay." He said, "He's going to sell you out, too." I said, "Well, we'll see." Well, he was right. We've seen. He went ahead a week before Long Beach and said he would not come to Missouri. You know, how dare I say that I was a Buchananite? I was the nastiest, evil, vilest, racist person. And if I got elected, he would stop at the Missouri border and denounce me for more racism here. He wouldn't go ahead and go along with what the people voted for. And here I had supported him, saying, "Hey, look, the vast majority of the delegates voted for him to be president. Very few people voted for what the hell was the name of this goofball? He was from the Maharishi thing here. I called him the Tantric Flyer, FLIAR. And they had their own little convention at Long Beach. But here I had all these people say, "No, don't denounce Pat Buchanan. I know they dumped on you." And he was reading what the pro-bot people had gone ahead and said, and I'd print up a thing. Call them these Beaner immigrants. I call them IMIGRUNTS and said, "Hey, they'll be right out." So, in any case, the guy went ahead and said it here, and he got to Jerry Moan, and the Moaner and the Tantric Flyer and Patsy Butt went ahead and denounced me for racism and made big news at the time. The other person they denounced was Richard Masker, who him and his wife, Dion, was taking care of Butler for a little bit around that time. They denounced him, but I was running for United States Senator. I was a big thing. So I got denounced, and they wouldn't even mention my name. And here we come in 2001. Buchanan says he's not going to go ahead and change the Reform Party rules. And he does, and you got all this Buchananite vermin, which comes in to go ahead and rule against abortion and say, "No abortion anytime, anywhere, any place," which was contrary to what it said. Now, what Buchanan did in 2000 is he was trying to get this nigger, Alan Keyes, to go ahead and be his vice presidential candidate, but Alan Keyes didn't want to bother with it here. He's a big head nigger here. Why doesn't he need to go ahead and piss off the Republicans by going ahead and going along with Buchanan? So he does. He chooses this retired nigger school teacher named Ebola Foster, who I call Ebola Gaines, and she was collecting a crazy check. So he chooses this Looney Tune cone to go ahead and be his running primate. We did that for a reason, because there was $12.5 million on the line, and what they did is there was $12.5 million from, Perot's reform, going ahead and getting a certain portion from the, it was called the Federal Election Commission Matching Funds. And what ended up happening is that Buchanan got $12.5 million. He went ahead and gave it to his sister, Bay Buchanan, and he pocketed $12.5 million. He chose this Looney Tune coon. Now, before Long Beach, he had 3.7% of the vote, which was from white, you know, rural, small-town, racist whites who thought old Buchanan was against beaners and niggers. Well, here he goes ahead, and he chooses this nigger female school teacher who don't know jack shit. The only reason he chose her is because she's a female nigger. And as a result, everybody went ahead and tore off their Buchanan stickers. Me too. Oh, I saw a scene, you know, her little head bobbling, you know, and I sort of knew, what the hell is she doing with this nigger? And sure enough, he's going to go ahead and make it his running primate. So that's what Buchanan did. He got $12.5 million, and then that 3.7, well, 3% left here. He got 0.7%. He got 0.7%. But what he did is he went ahead and took a lot of votes away. He went ahead and gave those votes back to Bush. If Bush wouldn't have got that 3.7 because he wouldn't have chosen a nigger, well, Bush, he wouldn't have been president. Al Gore would have won, regardless of what Nader did. So that's what Buchanan did. He got $12.5 million. He went ahead through the election to Buchanan. And here, you know, here's Buchanan going here and whining about what a big racist I am. Well, anyway, here it is, July 2001, and me and this Doc Keller guy, we're going to go ahead and bring some real racists. We're going to go ahead and bring some real white nationalist people to Nashville. And unlike all these other people, you know, I've gotten this sort of mestizo female named Marlene Pankey, and from my guess, she's a Mamzer whose original name was Pankario, and she's a nut. But hey, you know, better a nut than a crook, as I looked at it. So I managed to go ahead and get her elected here. And when I want to be nice, I can be real nice, and I end up going ahead and, you know, taking advantage of between the fight between the Buchananites and the Probots. And since they didn't like the Probot candidate, the Buchananites didn't like them. Since the Probots didn't like the Buchananites, they went ahead and chose her as the least objectionable. And I got her elected. Me and Roxy did. Well, soon after, they're going ahead and plotting her, and she screws up, and she bans people unnecessarily. We go down there, and she fights and fights and fights, and I say, look, Marlene, look, Greg Roberts, this guy was a faggot. You know, he was a Buchananite faggot. I mean, shit, that's what gets me is about all these freaking Republicans, they end up having all these freaking faggots here running around with them here. Sort of like, it's sort of like VOR. This is what Covington's been, you know, telling me here, is that they now have, you know, Sunak is interviewing a faggot, a right-wing faggot here and telling about how the right-wing, the white nationalists needs more white nationalist faggots. No, we don't. I mean, shit, if you're a big fighter here and you have something to do with white nationalism, keep the faggotry to yourself here. I mean, we're not looking, us dual seed liars aren't looking into somebody's basement here. But if you're going ahead and going to make a big deal about what big faggot you are here, all you're going to end up getting here is sort of like Obidorka. All you're going to do is get a red-hot poker shoved up your ass. You know what I mean? There's not going to be any gay pride parades. You're under a white nationalist regime. Not at all. And then somebody else said that he was a converted Jew. So that's, that's what I need to tell Covington, is that essentially Voice of Retards is nothing more than their Zog Falls front here. When you've been in the movement long enough, you just go ahead and see all these Zog false fronts running around. In any case. I see that we got some people I do know here. Anyway, old this little nigger woman, go down there and we fight on the credentials committee. And essentially, I go ahead and tell, the only one who had any brains here wasn't old Gerald Moaner, or Moan, I called him Moaner. It was this guy named Frank Reed, who was fair and decent. My point is that, hey, we were the only ones who actually got elected. We're the only ones who actually went ahead, put our name down as precinct committee men and women. You know, me and Roxy and Keller was the only ones who went ahead, put our name down as precinct committee, many people, along with one or two people elsewhere on the state. And what happens is that I went ahead and actually formed the 7th Congressional Committee. Here comes Greg Roberts. Here comes Marlene Pankey. She's going to hold her meeting inside in the library. Won't allow me to go ahead and hold mine, so I hold mine outside. Here comes Greg Roberts. I said, well, Greg, you're outnumbered because what happens is that I went ahead and formed, me and Roxy, well, we got two votes. You don't really have any. But if you want to go ahead and be a committee man, we'll go ahead and, vote you for one for Greene County. But guess what? I already got some more ones that I made committee men from Roxy's niece who lives in Berry County. So guess what? You're outnumbered. So he didn't even bother to go ahead and play. He just went ahead and showed, and I went ahead and made a videotape of it. Marvelink was just having a fit. Well, who cares, Marvelink? You're not the seventh congressional. You don't go ahead as chairman and give this stuff out. This is to be decided by the precinct committee men of this particular congressional district. And Keller did the same thing. So I showed up. Point out is that, hey, if all these people showed up, Buchananites, Marvelling's bunch, we're the only ones who were actually elected according to state law. So what happens? We go ahead and we get on. And old Greg Roberts, a little faggot, goes ahead and tells me, well, what happens? We have the same problem with California here. They're not going to go ahead and let. They're the first Tuesday in August. That's when the Missouri primaries are. And I need to go ahead and work on my lawsuit. But, essentially, that's the one thing I need to go ahead and talk about. Why Wiggers are not going to go ahead and behave themselves. In any case, where was I? I went ahead and we show up, and let me just tell you about, so-called Aryan Nations people here. Keller had gone ahead, supposedly got a whole bunch of Nazis who were going to show up, and he went ahead and rented two double beds at this big hotel where they were holding it in Nashville. High priced place, the Renaissance Center or whatever the hell it was here. I don't know if it was a Hilton or something. I forget what it was. But we showed up. He goes ahead and shows up, and essentially he wants me to go ahead and do a lot of fighting for him. We go there, and all his little Nazis have got yellow fever, except for one. This guy says he's an Aryan Nations pastor. He had an Aryan Nations flag, and he was selling. He was a fat guy. He was selling. He wasn't liability clueless, but he was a fat guy who looked like he wouldn't last very long on the farm. And he would sell, he sold books and Nazi books and trinkets and all this sort of stuff. He had a big old Aryan Nations flag. He said he was an Aryan Nations pastor. And so we load him up in the car. We go 60 miles to Lawrenceville, Illinois. So he gets yellow fever. I'm feeling sick to my stomach. I say, well, okay. And I want to just go ahead and drop him off at the bus station here and have Keller pay for a ticket home, but nope. Keller decides to go ahead and take him back. And while we're talking to him here, I said, shit, I think your little Aryan Nations Nazi ended up getting yellow fever on us here. Yeah, he was yellow is what he was. So, that is the problem. That is the problem with Wiggers. I mean, they talk big shit, but they don't do nothing. They never do. Never do anything. Anyway, for 2.5 hours, 120 miles, and Keller said, well, maybe we shouldn't go. I says, did you pay for those motel rooms? You did. I said, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go down there, and even if we get kicked out of here, we're going to go ahead and see the circus, swim the pool, do whatever here. We're going to go down there. So we went down there. And that night, went ahead and had a fight with Greg Roberts and Marvelling Pankey, but since we were the only two who were actually elected by the people of, the Reform Party voters of Missouri, we got in there. See, at the actual election, old Hugh World Order ended up winning, and then didn't even get 2% of the vote. It's probably what's going to happen to the Libertos. In any case, I don't know. I probably seem to be hung up on the chat here, and as a result, the thing about it is probably number 52 is being a big ass clown, I bet. I wouldn't doubt it one bit. Anyway, where was I? We go down there, And I've been told by Greg Roberts that next day, me and the Missouri delegation, Marvelling and me of the Missouri delegation and Keller, and the entire other California Reform Party delegation, we're going to be kicked out because they can't trust us to go in past their abortion thing. And Shorten said, "Why are you going to do that?" He says, "Well, we're just going to go ahead and get the other people from the other states to go ahead and vote you out." I said, "Well, how in the world can you claim to be for reform if you go ahead and pull that shit? The people of Missouri went ahead and elected me, not you. It's the people of Missouri who decide who gets to do what. And for you people to go ahead and play your little game is ridiculous. It's evil. It's wrong." But did old Greggy care? No. So that's the way Whiggers are. Whiggers believe that the ends justify the means, and if they get in power, they can do whatever the hell they want to do. Just like Pisser here. Hey, he's entitled. He's entitled to Gillette's church. Gillette made him senior pastor. No, Gillette didn't. He goes ahead and posts all the stuff here. "I'm going to go ahead and prove that Gillette said that Marty was a child molester and that that he didn't trust Six Killer and that what happened, he made me the senior pastor." And the answer of it is however much shit Fisher posts. There's no such proof. You know what I mean? No such proof. None. Well, it looks like Toxie went ahead and kicked in. Well, and I seem to have lost a bunch of people there. Anyway, going on is that that night, Marvelling, she's going ahead with her crowd. She's shopped up at the $16 a night cheap motel, and Keller, he decides to go ahead and sleep with his father across the road. So here I am, and just by myself with two beds here, and a motel room by myself here, and I'm sort of pacing around thinking, what are we gonna do? Well, I go ahead and hear a scratching noise. I hear a scratching noise at the desk. And I think it's Keller trying to get back in. So I'm clad in as a very, 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 very skimpy bikini underwear. And I open the door. And here's a little nigger woman trying to get in my room here. I said, "Aren't you He's old Foster, Pat Buchanan's running mate?" I didn't call her Bola Gates, didn't call her anything. She says, "Oh, don't tell everybody I cut the air of the room of a strange white man." And I said, "Well, I'm going to have to tell at least my grandchildren." Well, I told more than my grandchildren, and I was polite. And I got her to go ahead and admit that she had tried to accidentally air my room, the room of the vilest, meanest, evilest, biggest racist ever. And everybody thought it was hilarious. Of all the rooms, she had to go ahead and try to accidentally enter. It was the one who Pat Buchanan gone ahead and denounced for being super racist, super Nazi. And as a result, I sort of thought, what happens is that, being a Negress, the cards were sort of went around. They were transposed. She should have gone into what? She should have gone into a different room on that floor, but she, she probably should have gone into 1401 instead of 1410, which was the room I was in. So, as a result, she went ahead and made a mistake, and I look and think, I say, "Thank you, Yahweh, because I'm going to go ahead and turn this to my benefit." Next day, I go ahead and talk to this Nashville newspaper world. We get kicked out. We get voted out. And I point out is that, look, me and Keller were the only ones who were elected, and here comes this piece of shit named Klein. "Well, what happens is I'm the second one to talk, and you don't get, third talk." So look, you idiot. You were not actually elected to be. You're actually not elected here, whereas me and Keller are the only ones who are actually elected. And Moore says, "So you're the only ones who were elected?" "Yes." "Well, it don't matter. What happens is that the rest of the country, which is under the Buchanan's way, gets to go ahead and vote out people they don't like in Missouri and California. Now, where do Whiggers get this notion that they can go ahead and undo the rules, undo the laws, do whatever the hell they want to as long as they have a majority? And the answer is that's what Whiggers do, and I'm going to go ahead and get to that. But anyway, I went ahead and talked to this Nashville newspaper reporter, mentioned I was a militiaman, Christian Danny, you know, a white nationalist, and he went ahead and he was writing all the stuff, white supremacist, militia, violent militia, Christian Danny, all. He went ahead and then he went ahead and talked to Ebola Gates and got her announced what happened here. And he wrote a front page article that made the Reform Party look like a bunch of amoral retards, which they were. See, that's the thing about when you go ahead and get a bunch of wiggers, it's just like the Tea Party movement here, just like the Constitution Party, whatever. You get a bunch of wiggers together, and they dare not say they're racist here. Dare not say that, you know, who they are. They don't want to go ahead and pretend here. Just like every little wigger thinks that he can go ahead and sell out his brother wigger as long as he pretends not to be racist. But that front page story made the Reform Party look like a bunch of ass clowns. Now, later on, somebody decided to go, and they went ahead and made Keller a delegate because they needed enough votes to go ahead and pass their abortion thing here. There was this Jew named Dan Charles who was playing this, he was playing the game, too. Okay, I'm good. And he went ahead and formed his own little America First party here. Because what they did on that day was pretty well destroy the National Reform Party. Because when you go ahead and destroy a state's ability to go ahead and rule itself here, essentially you end up having government from the top down. By politicians, by wannabe politicians, by Whiggers playing games here, and Jews. And essentially the ordinary person has nothing in it for them. If the ordinary person's vote does not matter for anything, then why should they vote? Why should they pretend the elections are anything other than fraudulent bullshit? And the answer is that's why, you know, that's pretty well why there's a death of all these little minor parties. Well, I've been kicked off the chat. I'm gonna go ahead and log back on. Okay, hold on, folks. Okay. All right. Well, I logged back on, but the Dave Ball thing was acting up, so I had to go ahead and delete. Yes, here. He has the best rendition of thinking problem, which I've turned to Wigger problem, but it also. Has a tendency, you know, all this computer stuff has a tendency to go ahead and act up on occasion. Anyway, what ended up happening is that everybody went ahead and overturned this sort of thing. And here comes old Greg Roberts, and this, you know, Frank Reed says, well, congratulations, idiots. You went ahead and turned up a anti-abortion plank worse than what the Republican Party has. He says, what do you mean? He says, well, there's no exemptions for the life of the mother. Well, and essentially what they did is they'd gone ahead and finishing destroying the Reform Party. Now, Keller, he goes ahead and he votes with these idiots. He manages to go ahead. They had exactly enough. You know, they didn't want to go ahead and turn this. They had exactly enough votes. And Keller goes ahead and votes for that. And I said, look, Keller, vote no. Send them bastards packing here. I said, look, politics is about screwing and destroying your enemies here. They went ahead and made you one here because if they didn't, They didn't think here, but they didn't go ahead and bring me back on there because they knew I'd screw them. And I said, look, you know, Kelly, what you need to do is you need to go ahead and vote against them. That way, every single thing that they schemed and plotted to do will blow up in their face, turn to shit. You know what I mean? It'll turn to shit, you know, and essentially they'll learn that they didn't get their way. And the can showed up. And essentially, all he was just a thief. Didn't have any class here. I mean, essentially, he wouldn't even pay the $5,000 for the Reform Party bill that came to, you know, for the United States Reform Party to go ahead and hold its convention. I compared Buchanan to a nigger pimp who goes ahead and steals $1,250 from his sister who he pimps out and then won't even pay 50 cents for a cup of coffee after he goes ahead and steals her earnings. That's how low class Buchanan is. And I go ahead and see these idiots on Four Fags and the rest talk about Buchanan being a wonderful person. Buchanan is a lying piece of shit. He always was. You know what I mean? He's a Zogbot. Anyway, so and then, you know, that's what I've seen. I've seen all this, but the thing about it is you end up having these Whiggers, these Zogbots and the rest, and who supports them? And the answer, who believes them? And the answer is Whiggers do. Whiggers believe this sort of stupid shit. So there's some people, I mean, I've gone ahead and listened to Fink, and I've seen a bunch of the people he has around him here, and some of them, I think, are open mantras and Zogbots. But does it matter? And the answer is no, it doesn't. I mean, what I've tried my best to do is decentralize the bowel movement, or at least the dual feed line, you know, portion of it. Now, Fade, he goes ahead, and he thinks he's going to go ahead, and he's nice to Trader Glenn Miller. And please come on, Trader Glenn Miller, and tell us how what a wonderful job he did. And Trader Glenn Miller tells about how to go ahead and try to form, from the top down, an organization. And Fade, he loves this crap. We're going to go ahead and do this. We're going to go ahead and do that. And the answer is that you don't want to sit down from the top down. Dog loves you from top down, because once you go ahead and sit from top down, let's say you set trader like Trader Glenn Miller in charge of it. Guess what? Zog owns it. Zog has control of this sort of thing. Same way, you know, same way. And if you have an idiot, just send the idiot to prison or send him to prison here. Faye's about, you know, Faye is less, tough than some 12-year-old girls here. I mean, he just wanders around like a little chicken head. Now, I will give him credit for finally opening up the forum. But Faye wants to go ahead and control stuff. And the thing about it is that once you're in the movement, you find out you can't control anything. You can't control nothing. Nothing is controllable at all. Anyway, in the case of Faber, here comes this Bradley Jenkins. He goes ahead, and I went ahead and proved this post last night. But just like this Texas, you know, this young guy from Texas, Henry Stout, he goes ahead and gets on this reform. Hi, I'm Henry Stout here. And I decided to go ahead and call him and tell him, hey, what's going on? He says, what's up with you and Visser? I said, oh, Fruit Loop Visser is claiming that the pisser is dead. He ain't dead. He's just playing possum here. For some reason, he's decided to go ahead and hide out. Now, if you go ahead and talk with Visser for any long time here, he goes ahead and tells you all about how he's, you know, allegedly gone ahead and killed a man and was on the run for 6 years. I greatly doubt. Visser ain't that smart. You know, essentially, Visser probably spent some time in prison like he went ahead and finally admitted to when he was all mad at me. So, here he is, just like all criminals here. I mean, the ministry is not the only profession the criminal can get into, really. He can claim he's a minister, and your Visser is very much like a drug user here who's very good at manipulating people. He manipulates idiotic people. But, I mean, here he is whining that you don't have enough money to go ahead and pay for the you know, pay for what, $18 or whatever many dollar post office box? And the answer is that, you know, this is Zogbot financing. Do you have an actual agent provocateur? If you have an agent, provocateur, what happens is that he's like, some of them, like this militia guy, John Parsons. He receives that money. He comes out in testimony. And then whatever he does with that, you know, the FBI is sort of responsible for it. But if you end up having somebody who's on their own, like Hal Turner, Cy Faber, Jeremy Visser, all you pay for is what they need. You pay for the server space. You do Zog. You pay for the server space. You pay for the radio show, and you pay for whatever. And then what they manage to bring in is what they live off of. And that way, you're not making an actual employee for the FBI. All they are is just an independent, confidential informant. And that's pretty well what I think the Visser is. That's pretty well what I think Sci-Fi is. Now, what happened, Sci-Fi went ahead and admitted that him and Visser were being paid for by the FBI. And both Henry and this Bradley Jenkins goes ahead and says I went ahead and talked to Henry. He said, what's up with Visser? I said, hey, I went ahead and explained what's wrong with Visser. That essentially Visser was trying to steal Glett's church and trying to get the $400,000 plus. It's locked up in probate by Zog. He's trying to get there along with Brian Wright. And Brian Wright and Visser can't go ahead and get their story straight. And Brian Wright is going ahead and calling everybody a mouser, including Wesley Swift and Richard Butler, and essentially undermining Visser's claim that he's been ordained through Wesley Swift. Well, what difference does it make if you're ordained through Wesley Swift or Wesley Swift's a mouser, and you have your pet mouser going ahead and claiming that everybody's a mouser, including you? Less than 2 days before he brings you back for the sixth time. It wasn't actually being threatened with being banned, although it was. But essentially what they've done is they've gone ahead, Visser's gone ahead, and he deleted his pussy pals, or his sender. And what he does is that he has, supposedly, according to Fruit Loop, he has a complete backup. So what they did is they took it off there, and now they got a little empty shell with one message. Ron, I guess Ron Visser, I guess Fruit Loop does have a brother. I don't know. I thought he was a meth-induced, alter ego. But, yeah, here's Ron. He's our member. He's the admin. And that's what happened to Visser Cinder. He got rid of it. There they are claiming that Amy Rose is a sock puppet of mine. But they checked the IP numbers. No, they didn't check the IP numbers. Look, dumbass. You go ahead, I'm a Z-Bull for myself here. You go ahead and delete this person here. You delete all the information on him here. He becomes a guest here. All he was number 6738 or something like that. I have about 6,700 people who tried to go ahead and enter. I got 1,300 of them left here. Every so often I go in there and I ban them here. If I see a pretty interesting email, I go ahead and create a potential sock puppet. If I go ahead and see somebody who might be, legit, I go ahead and put them on moderation. The last few times, they've gone ahead and tried to sell me some stuff here. So I go ahead, and I don't ban them. I just go ahead and change the password number. You can do that on vBulletin. You can do that on PHPBB. You don't need to go ahead and delete them. Now, old Jeremy tries to go ahead, Jeremy Visser tries to go ahead and get on. He can't get on because he don't know the new password. I do. I have it written down somewhere. So, Visser's still posting to Chris Nationalist here, even though you don't like it. And usually what I do is it's pretty well true to form. Sometimes I go ahead and add a few Winsteadisms to it here for the stream of cockishness, but usually Visser goes ahead and he posts this stuff here, and so does Fruit Loop. Essentially, they have gone ahead and nuked Visser Cinder, because I had a bunch of embarrassing posts. And what they do is they go ahead and take these embarrassing posts, and they have a moderator, and they have old Dave from the UK, and they have old Dorker go ahead and comment on them, which is fine. The fact of the matter is, the Pisser Center is altogether concerned with what Linstead says. What Linstead does. Essentially, I'm the one who has the initiative. In any case, Visser goes ahead, and that's what Visser does. Anyway. The thing about it is, the Church of Sons of Yahweh, it's owned by Gillette. If you don't believe it, I went ahead and posted this thing now that Gillette has his church back. Go to the Ohio Secretary of State's business page and check out Church of Sons of Yahweh. Now, I wouldn't have said for you to do it here because back in August of last year, because the charter was up for anybody who wanted to grab, and I didn't know if Visser and Brian Wright were going to go ahead and steal it. My actual dead check here. But now if you want to go ahead and look at Church of Sons of Yahweh, go to the Ohio Secretary of State's office. You'll find out that they went ahead and renewed it for another 5 years, and it's in Morris Gillette's name. Gillette owns it. Now, nobody knows what Gillette's going to do. There's a lot of people who think that Gillette ended up cutting the deal, so he might turn over Faber or Visser for all we know. He might. Who knows? Is there anything I can do about it? I'm not a member of the board of directors. John Britton is. He's a senior pastor. And what happens when Gillette gets out and he wants his church, guess what? John Britton's going to go ahead and give it right back to him. Let Gillette do whatever the hell he wants to with it. Why? Because the only reason Gillette has a church is because I went ahead and saved it for went ahead and notified him that he had to renew the charter. And that's why I was nice to Brian Wright or to Visser in August, even though here's Visser going ahead and trying to backstab me with sci-fi. That'd be nice. That'd be polite. As long as Gillette's church was in danger. Gillette's church ain't in danger. It's under Gillette now. Not Visser. Never was. Okay. Anyway, why do these people go ahead and support? Why do Whiggers? I want to go ahead and get away from Trader Glenn Miller, and the rest of them here. Why do Whiggers support known traitors, dogbots, and liars and thieves? And the answer they do that is because they're Whiggers. I'm going to go ahead and read something. One of the smart things I've seen while I was dealing with Red Mike Vanderkuyk, and it was written by some Whigger. He was a Whigger called Thoughts on Revolution. And it's with Firearms and Freedom or whatever. And, he's bitching about Red Mike Vanderkuyk, who he doesn't trust. And the answer is you shouldn't trust him here. He's a Zog. He's a Zogbot. He's been spying on the militia movement for the SPLC and ADL way back when. He had a big fit. Jews always tried to, dominate the discourse. They tried to go ahead and form all these Zogfall fronts. If you've been in the movement any time, chances are, 9 out of 10 times, it is a Zogfall front. Even if it don't start out that way. I don't think old Fade is a Zogfall front. He's just a chicken-headed young Whigger. But he goes ahead and let's not go ahead and let Covington on. Covington's been talking bad stuff about white nationalist leaders like Trader Glenn Miller and Wiggerswill. Well, Covington ain't allowed on there because, he wasn't allowed on there because, guess what? Wiggerswill got a court order against him. He can't mention Wiggerswill's name. They probably could. Essentially, that was a harassing lawsuit. But you got to laugh at these Whiggers who let Wiggerswill on, knowing that if he don't like what you say, he might go ahead and try to sue you. Take you for what you got. Run you out of your state. Run you out of your home. Why do you allow people like that? And the answer you do is because you're stupid Whiggers or Mamsers or whatever. You are stupid Whiggers if you go ahead. If you believe lies, if you believe Jew lies, it's because you want to go ahead and believe it. I've told people time after time after time that truth is altogether a matter, a function of what side you're on. Like Jesus Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. Okay, well, what if you're not Christ's sheep? Well, the answer is, you don't hear Christ's voice. Why not? Well, because you're not Christ's sheep. You don't want to believe Christ. Because then you'll believe that what you were told by your local vlog is altogether a lie. So you believe lies because you're a wigger or a mams or something like that. Now, wigger squirrels want smarter ones. He hates Christianity. Why? Well, because he's an Anglo mestizo, a drunken buddy of, you know, Trader Glenn Miller. Same on Ron Doggett. What happens, I pretend to be the old Trader Glenn Miller's buddy until February, March of 2004. Then I got knocked out because I was saying on VNNF that Trader Glenn Miller is a treasonous piece of shit, but he has. $200 for a filing fee, I want him run for United States Senator for Kit Bond's job. I want him run for Kit Bond's job in, 2004. Yeah. 6 years later, it's 2010. Kit, the old bullshit Kit Bond, you know, the lying Jew mamzer from the Ralston Perino, you know, company went ahead and big agribusiness who went ahead and taught that you can feed starving dogs corn products. Why, you know, instead of real meat. I mean, that's what Eric Thompson used to say, or Robert Friends. Anyway, he's going to go ahead and retire. See now, old thieving bastard. Excuse me. Bullshit kid is gone. So now, Trader Glenn Miller, he wants to go ahead and be a write-in candidate for his office. Well, the fact of the matter is that Trader Glenn Miller made it so there's nothing but write-in candidates. Now you have all these freaking write-in candidates. You don't have to pay $200 or anything. Don't actually have to freaking run. All I have to do is say, well, vote for me, and I'll go ahead. And all these people, their fellow Zogmas from VNNF here, they're just like a pack. They go ahead and send in money. They go ahead and send money to them. It's just like a pack, and they go ahead and get reimbursed by Zog. But that's what these Zog, you know, false front organizations do. Zog pays for them. But they don't go ahead and pay the living expenses, so they can't go ahead and claim to be agents for the FBI. That's what happened with Hal Turner. But Hal Turner screwed him, you know, smarter than old Bill White did. Hal Turner went ahead and said, hey, look, I'm not only a rat, I'm an agent provocateur. And as a result, he had two trials. And both trials were deadlocked. He was supposed to have the third trial on April 12th. Well, guess what? He didn't have a trial on April 12th. What happened? Zog decided not to try to prosecute for the third time. He was just losing the money. They were pretty well told to say, hey, guess what? Hal Turner can bring up the fact that I am a Zog agent for lock and door. And they let the jury decide, well, hey, what was and what he was he not told to tell here? It's like a Hunterese militia. There's nothing on them here. It's just a bunch of drunken wigger talk about, you know, how tough I am. I'm tough. I'm real tough. I am banging my pecker against the urinal here. I'm that tough here. Zog is scared of me. And then what happens is Agent Provocateur listens to it here. And then since Agent Provocateur is the one who goes ahead and creates most of the shit, well, they forget about what, you know, what actually happened. You know what I mean? So, like, I was looking at this Dateline NBC about identity theft here, and there's this wigger goes ahead. He's talking Chris Matthews. Don't even recognize him, even though he's delivering for CM Enterprises. And this wigger talks about, you know, all these pigs that go ahead and pretend they're, you know, are 20 years old, pretend to be 13 years old here. Getting wiggers and mamzers to go ahead and look after pussy here. Oh, by the way, I wanted to go ahead and talk about the Supreme Court, what it did. Do you know that if you're a murderous young nigger who didn't exactly kill somebody, you can't be held in prison for the rest of your life? But if you're what they call a sex offender who hasn't killed anybody, who might have been set up, well, they can deem you, you know, and who've done your time, even though you've been set up, well, they can keep you indefinitely, thanks to the Supreme Court last Monday. That's the sort of crap that goes on here. Murderous niggers who do nothing more than commit crimes, you can't keep them for the rest of their life. I mean, you need to let them out so they can go ahead and murder and rape more white women. Knock them over the head. Keep the lawyers and the politicians and the welfare people fed. Well, no. Somebody, you've gone ahead and accused of being, you know, sexual molestation here. You know, it's child molestation because, hey, you didn't have proof. You just got a bunch of wiggers. And they stampeded because, guess what? They're the only ones allowed to hate. So we're going to go ahead and blame the fact that declining Zogland on child molesters. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and blame it on child molesters rather than thieving Jews. Now, I don't have any use for real child molesters. I've seen a bunch of them when I was in the house. I have seen some real perverts. The thing about it is, most of these perverts don't have very much will, and they go ahead and admit to it when they get caught. Anyway. Oh, boy. So, looks like I got a few more ass clowns I got to go ahead and delete. Anyway. So, where was I? Anyway, that's what the Supreme Court has done here. Gone ahead and ruled that dangerous criminals, for some reason, there's a constitutional provision against them here. Well, guess what? The founding felons, if they have seen some little criminal running around, some little nigger criminal, free-range nigger criminal running around committing a crime, don't you think? I mean, for better than 200 years, there was no constitutional prohibition against executing mentally insane, i.e. crazy niggers, who pretend to hear voices in their heads. No crazy wiggers. There's no constitutional prohibition, but they go ahead and discover a constitutional prohibition. But guess what they also discover? That you can go ahead and keep people in jail even after they serve their prison term. So in short, people who shouldn't be serving a prison term can be sent to prison, but people who were duly convicted for crimes of violence, short of murder, and just because they're young criminals, cannot. Where was that in the Constitution? The answer is it wasn't. They just made it up. And now you're going to have a third Jew judge to show up and do whatever the hell it wants to do. Ain't smart, wiggers. Ain't smart. But anyway, going on why wiggers are. I'm going to go ahead and read this thought, you know, Thoughts of Revolution. And essentially, he doesn't trust Red Mike Vandercutt, and he shouldn't. Now, this was on Firearms and Freedom of 2008. And I went ahead and posted it on to Christian National Forum. There's been a lot of discussion over at Snowflakes in Hell, and we're here about a letter written by Mike Vanderbilt, who, true to form, so he understands Mike read Mike's true to form, he's talking about civil wars, killing government agents, and the like. A fair number of commentators of Snowflake seem to think we are close to the point where the only option was to hit the reset button and have a good old-fashioned revolution. While there may be a time when that becomes appropriate, I don't think that now is the time. This guy goes ahead and says why. But for argument's sake, let's say it is. 5 or 10% of the population, or even 15 or 20%, decide that the time has come to hit the reset button. Furthermore, let's assume that they prevail. Having found themselves on the far side of a successful revolution, the next item of business is to construct or reconstruct the government. Judging from the use of terms like constitutional reset button and other things, one would assume the revolutionary's first preference would be go back to the 1788 Constitution. Probably adding back some of the later amendments like those guaranteeing racial equality and women's rights. Now, this is a wigger writing this. Why in the world would anybody who's gone ahead and formed a successful revolution And, you know, the successful revolution is based upon essentially not letting uppity women, liberals, and niggers and gooks and chinks and beaners live off of white people. Why in the world would they want to go ahead and go back to the Constitution, which didn't do them a damn bit of good? According to the United States Supreme Court, this Constitution allows young nigger criminals not to be sent to prison for the rest of their life for anything short of murder, not to be executed if they claim to be insane, not to be executed if they're young criminals. In short, why in the world would any successful revolution want to go back to the Constitution of 1788, much less go ahead and change it to exactly what they revolted against? Don't make sense. I'm going to go ahead and go on because this figure at least has a little bit of sense. So the next step is to elect, appoint Congress and a president, right? Well, strangely enough, the Hollywood elites are still Hollywood elites, even if Hollywood was burned down. And the liberal green freaks are still liberal green freaks. And all the people that elected the government we have now are the same people. He goes and puts the same people in capital letters. You will have largely the same population you started with, although likely smaller. Yeah, likely smaller indeed. The people that gave the politicians we have now are going to be the same people. And the likelihood they would give you anything much different is pretty minuscule. So to keep your freedom, what are you going to do? Become a dictator? That hardly has a history of success, even on a human or civil rights front, or in terms of maintaining power. In fact, you would be setting the stage for another revolution. Okay, this figure is correct in that understanding you can't do anything with today's wiggers. Today's wiggers love today's regime. They love today's Zog. They were trained in the Zog, in the Zogbot factory, the wigger factory, to be wiggers. To go ahead and think, oh, if I only go ahead and support Zog, I'll go ahead and have a wonderful house, enough to eat. The government will protect me. The police will protect me. Now, that lie is pretty well falling apart. Pigs don't protect anybody. All they protect is the regime criminals. That's all it is. It's protecting the regime criminals. But this wigger has a point. How in the world are you going to go ahead and set up a new government when you have the exact self-same people among it? And that is where the dual seed liners, us dual seed liners, differ from the rest of the little wiggers. I've been to four fags. Paradoxically, I got banned at four fags, but they were saying, who would you trust to go ahead, you know, for a revolution, or who would be the best revolutionary leader? And I got the most votes, even though I got banned from there, even though the people hated me. And the reason of it is that what wiggers want, All this bowel movement is about is bowel movement fucktards, leaders telling the wiggers that they can have a successful revolution. Everything will be wonderful here if only you go ahead and put me in power. And what happens is we're going to go ahead and have a peaceful revolution without needing to go ahead and kill a single Jew or nigger or whatever here. I actually listened to Trader Glenn Miller's interview with Howard Stern. And he goes ahead and he's talking about essentially sending Howard Stern and the rest to Madagascar. Now, I really don't see why in the world we should inflict Jews upon niggers in Madagascar any more than we inflicted Jews upon sand niggers in Palestine. That didn't work out too good for us or the sand niggers. Why in the world would Pete niggers in Madagascar want Jews? Wouldn't it be wrong to go, what good are Jews? And the answer is the only good reason for a Jew is to go ahead and see that, Yahweh goes ahead and allows them to live so that heaven will not be crowded with wiggers. The wiggers prey on the Jews here, and that's the same reason that we have mosquitoes and thistles and maggots and all their, coyotes and all their such stuff here, that they have their place in making sure that the world is not taken over by wiggers and other lower forms of life like mamsers. So this guy is you know, correct here. He does, you know, I mean, he does seem to, he does seem to understand, is that the logic, and that's the name of it, you know, that's the name of it, is, you know, the name of this program is The Daunting Reason for Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, and Mao Zedong. I'm going to go ahead and read some more foolishness here. I mean, this guy is dead wrong. You know, he has a very good point. A very good point. The reason I put it up there is that, hey, as long as you have the same population, you're not going to get any different results. Because, you know, this degenerate Uyghur population went ahead and voted, you know, going to vote for this Jewish, third Jewish in a row. They're going to go ahead and vote for these criminals. They're going to go ahead and kick a few of them out, yeah, but they're going to go ahead and, you know, select different Uyghurs, and then think they're going to get different results. One of the reasons the American Revolution was so successful is it wasn't really a revolution the way it was being discussed. It wasn't an attempt to overthrow a government. Well, yes, it was. It was really a war for independence, a group of people severing the ties with a ruling state. This left a group of similar-minded people, although not that similarly-minded, so the Constitution was only narrowly ratified, who could form a government that worked. Looking at revolutions most similar to what is being discussed, we find the Russian and French revolutions. Neither of these came out with a particularly great government, certainly not the one in which a person fighting for human rights and freedoms would want formed. Maybe the best option for Pinson, Alabama, is to wage a war for independence. And that's where Red Mike supposedly lives. The other factor in all these revolutions is not against a representative government. The problem is not so much the government is out of control, the government is not being controlled the way some of us want it. The American people have elected the government. Well, no, they haven't. If you want anything to really change, the changes start at the grassroots. We can call the politicians' names all we want, but people still send them to Washington. And if we reset this republic, there's nothing to say that the same thing won't happen all over again. In fact, the more apathetic might more likely want to limit people's rights so that more of their friends and families don't get killed in another revolution. I agree the government has to be kept within constitutional bounds, which they are often not observing now. We also have to regain a lot of ground which has been lost. The revolt without a grassroots change is going to leave us in at best the same situation, more likely a worse one, whereas grassroots change can accomplish much more and at a significantly reduced cost. This entry was posted Thursday, May 24, 2008, at 12:26 p.m. Uyghur, you are absolutely correct in that you're not going to have any change as long as you have the same population. And this population likes the degeneracy. It likes the New World Order. Now, if you're Christian identity, you understand that because you understand the Zog Babylon is in one instant, it's Babylon. But you also understand that you don't have Babylon among the niggers. You don't have Babylon among the chinks. You don't have Babylon. You don't have Babylon amongst the Uyghur element. The very first Zog Babylon was in Genesis chapter 6, where you end up having the miscegenation with demons. About 200 of these watchers went ahead and formed a compact and miscegenated with Adamite women who did not go ahead and move. And I sometimes wonder if Noah was pretty well, he said, made a big thing about him being a member of a pure generation, which meant that he was pure-blooded here, of the line of Seth through Adam. And you got to think is that maybe the rest of this population was miscegenated. And that's why he had to go ahead and marry his cousin. Because there wasn't anything left, really, to screw or to intermarry with. And the second Babylon, it also was a bunch of Uyghurs trying to go ahead and form a united one-world government under one king, unity, universalism. And as a result, Yahweh decided, well, hey, I just flooded them out a couple hundred years ago. And it isn't time to go ahead and let them kill themselves by fire. So what he did is he confounded their tongue and scattered them like they should have been. See, Yahweh's way is for decentralization. is for the honorable man, the honest man, the well-bred man, to go ahead and run his family as he sees fit without government control, allowed or wanted. The thing about it is that's not possible with Whiggers. Whiggers pass laws that they don't expect to obey, but they want everybody else to obey because they think that they can go ahead and support the government, and they love this government here. If you're a worthless Whigger, this is the most wonderful time because guess what? You don't have to work. You don't have to think for yourself. You just have to go ahead and be an eating, excreting, shitting animal. That's not racist. You know, it loves niggers here. In fact, hey, I want my daughter to marry one and give me some dirty-looking, you know, shit-colored nigglets. Ain't that wonderful? And Whiggers love this shit. Even when Whiggers don't love this shit, they want some other Whigger to do it here and not be responsible here. Now, in the case, the people who are bitching about me using the term, you know, name, Alexander, you know, Felix Dzerzhinsky, let's go ahead and look what happened with Joseph Stalin. They estimate that Joseph Stalin, go ahead and look at the Wikipedia entry, and you don't always get to trust Wikipedia because it's a lying Jew outfit. What he did is he founded a cult of personality around him. And what he did is that he went ahead and killed, he was born around, 1878, a little, 10 years older than, he was 10 years older than Adolf Hitler or so. Let's see, 11 years older than Adolf Hitler. And he was a young thief. He was a young thieving Jew. You know, his name meant son of a Jew. Jew Glavishki, he was a Georgian, which means he was a Jew. And what happens, he was a, he was a thief, and, he was a pretty well murderous bastard. What he did is he went ahead and he went ahead and did a purge. Now, the good thing is he did a purge against Jews in many cases. But what he also did is he went ahead and exterminated foreigners, the Poles, ethnic Germans, Koreans, Chechens, and deported them. Many Americans who had emigrated to the Soviet Union during the worst of the Great Depression were executed. Well, yeah, you're a stupid Whigger that moved to the Soviet Union. You were executed, sent to a prisoner gulag. And they figured out that Stalin killed, 20, 30, 40 million of them. He went ahead and killed the Whiggers of his day. Let's look at Mao Zedong. With the Chinks have never had a Republican form of government. Never. Never. Never have, never won one. In any case, I'm looking to see what's going on in the chat real quick. Anyway, in the case of Mao Zedong, they're bitching about 14 to 20 million deaths during the Great Leap Forward. Well, I heard there were 50 million Chinks killed when the communists came to power. And the Chinks have never had a representative form of government. The only government that they've had that worked is an absolute autocracy. One man or one oligarchy ruling absolutely and making sure that the Chinks mind. But they go ahead and they breed like flies. And what happens, they're looking for economic disaster. Some people think that China's going to go ahead and implode because they can't get enough raw materials, and they can't. They can't get enough raw materials in. They can't feed their own population. And nobody is going to go ahead and buy the China shit because they can't afford it no more. The Zogbuck ain't worth anything. But what happens, he killed 50 million people, coming to power, and another 14 to 20 million in his, periodically purges to where he'd run his little cult of personality. But what of it? What difference does it make if 50 million chinks? There's a joke about this chink and this Jew sitting together here, and this Jew tries to go ahead and tell him about the 6 million Holocaust here, and the chink says, hey, look, you fucking kike. We killed 50 million. We killed 50 million of our own chinks in 6 months in 1949, and we never even mentioned it again for supper or breakfast. Never even mentioned it. So don't give me your crap about 6 billion, you know, Jews supposedly killed by the Germans. So, does it really matter how many Chinks were killed by their own fellow Chink? None. Same with Pol Pot. I'm going to go Pol Pot here. From my guess, I heard about a population of 4 million. Let me see. A population of 4 million, he killed. He cleansed the country. Exterminated 1.7 to 2.5 million people. Wow, that's really about half of the Cambodian Chinks. He went ahead and got rid of the intellectuals here. If you wore a pair of glasses here, you were intellectual. You were shot. You set out, if you were a city dweller, you were dwelt out to the countryside here to grow your own food and you didn't know how to do it, well, you starved to death. Now, did these people have it coming? The answer is, well, obviously they did. And that's the same thing which is going to end up happening to the Uyghurs. You see, when you're in the Bible movement for any length of time, you find out about all these Ogbots playing their little game here. Traitor Glenn Miller, he sent a bunch of people to prison. Or he tried to. Now, what wasn't believable is that these people he testified, you know, Fort Smith, some of which didn't have anything to do with them, like the Christian Dandy people, Lewis Bean, Richard Butler, Robert Miles, he still lied against them. And what was believable is that every single one of them hated Zog. What was not believable is that you could get them in one room without them trying to kill one another. And that's the same way as the bowel movement today. I mean, I pretend to be Terry Glenn Miller's friend, even though I despise the bastard. I got caught by Whigger Swiller, Ron Doggett, who works for David Duke, Stormfront. He got ratted out, and Trader Glenn Miller was going ahead and knocking to me. But it don't really matter. How many 100-read militias here? You can go ahead and send 144,000 100-read militias to prison. But the end result is the same. Uyghurs cannot support themselves, much less a mighty evil empire. The empire is falling apart. And Harold Covington went ahead and said, look, if you're an FBI agent, it must be daunting that no matter how many people you go ahead and send to prison for talking against Obongo and the Jews and the rest here, is that there's thousands more who pop up like that here. The reason the Uyghurs are getting tired of it is that the lies don't apply no more here. I could replay Allentown by Billy Joel, which came out in 1982. That was what, close to 30 years ago? A generation ago? All the promises our teachers made if we worked hard, if we behaved. Now we're living here in Allentown. No, they never taught us what was real, like iron and coke and chromium steel. Now Billy Joel, you know, he's a little Jew. And we lust after, beautiful Uyghur pussy like Christine Brinkley. But the fact of the matter is that he was right. Things are falling apart all over. The Uyghurs can't pay for themselves. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what happens. Well, the thing about it is that Aristotle was right here. I mean, when has there ever been a successful Oriental democracy? In 600 BC, when Confucius came around, if you go ahead and study your world religions, you find out that things will fall apart because the noblemen, they were not likely to go ahead and obey the king, the emperor. So things fell apart. And it was going to get worse. And there were some people, like called legalists, that said, no, we need to go ahead and have everybody obey the law. And Confucius said, no, we need to go ahead and teach people to be polite. To understand the relationship. You know, the five relationships, man and woman, husband and wife, older brother, younger brother, ruler to subject. I forget what all they were. But the fact of the matter is, politeness didn't matter to anything here. Confucius didn't accomplish anything. Things got worse. 3 years after he died, it was pretty well chaos galore. He had 14 kingdoms in China. A war of each against all, like Thomas Hobbes wrote in Leviathan. A war of each against all, and life was nasty, short, and brutish. And that's the way things are going now in the Zogland. Things are not going very well. So what do you do? And the answer is, you can't do anything about Uyghurs. Now, yesterday, just go ahead and explain, is that every family has a bunch of Uyghurs in them. Just like my sock puppet John Q. Uyghur says, is that the world ought to thank us Uyghurs here, because every family, you gotta thank us Uyghurs here for, if it wasn't for us Uyghurs, the white man would have taken over. And every white man family has a Uyghur or two in it. Well, yesterday, here comes my brother. You used to call him Pig Oak here because he has a hooked nose, not because he's a Jew, because he had a, cleft lip. And my maternal grandparents, well, my maternal grandfather had a good deal of money, Martin Samuelson, I'm named after him. That's what Republican South Dakotans used to do. They used to name their firstborn child, the firstborn son, after the grandparents. And the one who had the money was the one who got the first name. So, named after Martin Samuelson. He was quite a man. He couldn't control his bitch with his wife Jenny, though. Jenny's a total bitch. Scott's Irish. Jenny Irish, like my grandfather Fred used to say. Anyway, she goes ahead and she goes with the lawyers and she goes ahead and kills old Martin. Knocks him over the head with Jack Handel and sits a big old fat ass on him and smothers him to death out on Lone Prairie. The fucking lawyers go ahead and go along with that. My dad gets pissed off because we get disinherited. And one of the lawyers was some guy named Warren May. He thought he was a big Italian hotshot, lawyer here. I'd rather steal with a pen than a gun. Well, Don Porter, another lawyer. He becomes South Dakota State Supreme Court judge, and dad gets pissed off, and he goes ahead and he calls up the FBI, talks to the FBI here, and runs his mouth, and they go ahead and say, well, you get 5 years in prison for extortion or whatever, making extortionary threats. Because this FBI agent calls him, Richard, what do you intend to do? And my dad just runs his mouth. I don't talk to FBI agents, what happened in January. No way. You might be smart, the FBI agent, but hey, all he has to do is say that you lied and you're going to go to prison. Don't talk to FBI agents. Now, I told him, I told the FBI agent, it's nothing to me. I don't care. I don't care what happens to Obongo. But if you want to go ahead and find out what I believe, then go ahead and read my webpage, along with everybody on the Uyghur wants to read it, every other Jew. So whitenationalist.org. Anyway, my dad, he didn't have enough sense here, and he ran his mouth. He got 5 years, and he was told if he stayed in Missouri and not went up to South Dakota, he would, for 10 years, he'd be taken away, but he can't do that. He goes up there here. He gets sent to prison, and I go ahead and I visit him when I have a job in Oklahoma. I visit for a little while. But my brother, me and my dad were quite a bit alike, and as a result, we didn't get along all that well together. But my brother's more like my mother. My brother doesn't want to go ahead and risk anything. He wants to stay and do the farm here. But the thing about it is, he's like Fred Lindstedt. His money is his money, and the family money is his money, too. And as a result, he goes ahead and my dad comes up with a wonderful idea that he's going to go ahead and sell our inheritance for $10,000 given to him. And my brother Monty goes ahead and signs it. Mike signs it. And I refuse. I say, no, that's not right. It's not right for you to go ahead and sell our inheritance, which is worth far more than that, to go ahead and give to you. Pop, you're wrong. My dad kicks me out of the house. Okay? But my brother, he didn't dare do that here. He wanted to go ahead and play it safe. He resents my dad for spending his money. So anyway, we go ahead and get the inheritance. I kick my sister Susan out from being administrator of it. Because if she ends up becoming administrator, she's going to go ahead and send mom to a nursing home. I know damn well she's going to do that shit. And she still whines to me about how she had no intention to do it, and I don't pay attention to her. Because my sister is a thieving whiner. Well, what happens? I go ahead and side with my brother. We get my sister taken off, but we go ahead and we divide the place into five parts here. And in order to avoid generation skipping tax, we go ahead and say that my mother gets the money that old Jenny managed to go ahead and hoard up and save to pay for, you know, to pay for the taxes here. So, what happens is at the end, my mom gets $150,000. She gets a house up in Pierce, South Dakota that ain't worth, you know, worth very much. And she goes ahead and she gets life tenancy. But Jenny doesn't like, you know, me going up there and causing trouble, you know, on behalf of Dad. So essentially, I don't get anything special. What happens is, as long as my mother's alive, she gets a fifth of the ranch. And then it goes ahead and gives half to Mike and half to my brother Monty's dead children. Okay? All right. So I go ahead, and in order to go ahead and keep from, you know, Susan from getting a hold of any more money, I go ahead and say, hey, look, you know, you need to go ahead and get power of attorney because you've been the one taking care of her the last couple of years. Now, I'd gone ahead and gotten a hold of some money, made them pay out an average of $5,000 a year to every single one of us here. Jenny just had a fit about that. And I sort of think it helped, you know, her croak that, you know, so she couldn't go ahead and keep my mom and us from having some money, that she would just go ahead and have a wonderful, you know, she might as well just go ahead and croak here so she couldn't screw her relatives. So, you know, lo and behold, she goes ahead, she croaks off, and she wrote a will. And eventually my sister's coming up, well, she did because of my son here. I said, no, she didn't. It don't matter. Anyway, we go ahead and we go by that will. My mother gets her $50,000 and, you know, she still has a farm. And in 1999 is when it happens here. Get rid of Susan. You know, the lawyer, you know, the judge says, well, this is rather quick for a settlement, ain't it? You know, for an estate. Well, are you sure you want to do this? Yes, we're sure we want to do this here. Get the money out divided here before Susan and her lawyers go ahead and steal it all, but we don't say that. Yes, we're sure, Your Honor. He goes ahead and he divides it up here. And what happens is my mother got, you know, of the money that's left here, $400,000 goes to the federal government, $120,000 goes to the state government. There's $150,000 left. And I make a big mistake. My brother said, well, you think you should go ahead and look after half of it? I should have said, yes. Well, we come to this trailer house. Here's these Whiggers, and they got the thing paid for. They've been paying for payments all their life, and they want to sell it for $11,500, and it's worth about $15,000, $16,000 here. Got double wide, and here's my sister yapping all this crap while mom needs a wonderful new house. No, she don't. She lives like a hog, just like Jenny did. She'll turn into a pigsty. Now, me, I'm pretty bad. My housekeeping is nothing to write home about here. But then again, usually I keep the mice and the piss ants down, so hey, it's hygienic enough here. If you don't like it, well, you don't have to live with it here. Back when we had grandchildren, we used to go ahead and clean off a couch here so they could go ahead and sleep on the couch. But in any case, here come these neighbors, and they want to go ahead and sell this double wide, and my sister is talking all this crap about how my mom needs a new house, but she goes ahead and she sells a house in South Dakota. And she goes ahead and keeps the house that my dad built, that my aunt gave her, and she goes ahead and does it. So my sister's gone ahead and stole about $110,000 out of the estate. That's one reason why I get rid of her. So I go ahead and side with my brother Mike. And my brother Monty's widow, she's running around. She'd gone through $168,000 in about 2 years. Total Arkansas fruitcake. You know what I mean? Arkansas pistol. Yeah. Anyway. And what happens is that, shoot, I didn't get along with her. Well, this was to come here. This was later on. You know, she adopted a nigger. And I told her I didn't want her. You know, I just assumed I didn't want a nigger named Linstead. You know, why don't you go ahead and give the nigger back? And, hell, she pulled the Madonna on me. You know what I mean? I ain't too thrilled about that shit. But anyway, going on. We go ahead and buy this place for $12,000. They decide they want $12,000 instead of $11,500, and that's still a good deal. And we buy a well-maintained, above-average double wide in 1999. And she comes in once a week, clears the place up, runs around bothering people, and she goes back home. Okay? In any case, she goes ahead and she has a fine time, but she's bitches because I'm down there working on my computer or whatever. And, oh, I'm keeping up late. I said, no, you ain't keeping up late. You can go to bed. You can go to bed. Shut your mouth. You know? But, in case. You know, he might don't have a bit of a problem about it. But he gets to where he wants to go ahead. He doesn't like the way I'm, you know, treating Emily and going ahead and bringing both fathers in to look after their children and pay for their children. And you got these people under your thumb. Well, damn right I got them under my thumb. They're idiots. If left to themselves, they go ahead and wander all over the place here, and the grandchildren wouldn't be where I could keep an eye on them across the street. And that's what Zog did, is they went ahead and destroyed my family, scared my family. And I don't see why. I mean, the thing about it is that if some criminal wigger wrongs you or supports a government that wrongs you, you kill the wigger. You destroy the wigger family. If the wigger does something wrong to you, you destroy it. Wiggers are used to being dominated. There's only one in 20 Wiggers that has any leadership protection, you know, ability. That's why it gets paid off so, you know, highly. Now, in the Bao movement, there is hardly any leadership ability left, because if you are a leadership-capable Wigger, you can go ahead and be paid off a lot more strongly than you can by the Bao movement. In any case, going on, my brother decides that, guess what? Well, we still have to worry about generation skipping tax, so rather than mess with this anymore, Mom's going to go ahead and buy the house. She's going to live in it for $12,000, and the house is going to be fine here. But what my brother does is just like a typical Wigger. He makes a deal, and then he tries to go ahead and renegotiate when the deal doesn't suit him enough. So he's claiming that I stole this double wide from him. And before I got thrown in jail, they'd gone ahead and put on a brand new roof. And I went to him and said, hey, look, why don't you go ahead and give me $50,000, and we'll both go ahead and pay half and half for some tin to nail down there so the trailer house doesn't go ahead and fall in. No, we ain't going to do that. I'd rather fell in than you have it. That's exactly the way he acted here. So I get thrown in jail, and he moves his girlfriend in, and she is a total bitch. She's a bitch on wheels. And she goes ahead and says, she claims she's, you know, pregnant, and then what happens? She has a miscarriage while I'm still in jail. So last year, last March, she squeezed out a wiglet. And now my brother is held by his nuts. But essentially what he's done is over the years he's gone ahead and claimed that Ma's money is his, you know, Ma's money, his money is his money, and he don't intermix them here. He plays this game to where, guess what? I don't, you know, you stole from me. You stole from me. You stole. I never would have done this here. And I said, look, you don't need to do that. Now, when I was in jail, I heard people say that he wanted me kept in prison for the rest of my life because, well, no, he wanted me kept in prison the rest of my life. The reason that he did is he had $150,000 reasons for it. Now, there's not $150,000 left here, but he wants the rest of the money in the farm. Now, the big fight I had with him was in May of 2001 when he goes ahead and says, I'm glad the government sent Dad to prison, before he later died. He died a week after he got out of prison. Now, I love my father. I didn't always agree with him, but I love my father. And my brother loved money more. So between my Uyghur sister and my Uyghur brother, they're simply traitors. Now, what do you do when you go ahead and say that the reason Jews are evil is because they're spawn of Satan? And they are. They are spawn of Satan. Mamzers, they can't help themselves. They are animals too. Soulless animals. But aren't the problem Uyghurs? And the fact of the matter is my sister and brother, they share a lot of my genetic potential here. They share my genes here. Were they born evil? And the answer is no, but they became evil. They became evil, traitorous thieves here, of the sort that you can't turn your back on them at all. They'll sell you out. Anyway, he said the same thing to me yesterday. I hope you get sent to prison here for the rest of your life. And I said, well, it's a pity my father didn't live long enough to hear you say that here, because then he had known what a viper he'd raised up. I've told him, I said, look, you keep jacking around. I don't get nothing, so I don't have anything against going ahead and demanding an accounting of this estate by saying that my mother is incompetent, and she always was incompetent. You know, not like the Neosho fucktards and over at Pisser's Forum says she don't smear shit on bathroom walls. Why would she do that here? But the old heifer could use some Depends on some cases here. I haven't seen her for over a year now. And my brother took up South Dakota here where he has a neighbor keeping an eye on her. But that's exactly what I heard my brother say. I hope you get sent to prison for the rest of your life. Well, yeah. So what do you do with Uyghurs who go ahead and support a government which is out to go ahead and destroy the entire white race? And you. And the answer of this is Uyghurs must die. Now, I don't think more than 10% of Uyghurs are salvageable. But like I tell people, you can't have 140 million Uyghurs living and expect that 10 million white men are going to go ahead and keep an eye on them. Because that 140 million Uyghurs will go ahead and bring in 150 million Mamzers. The Uyghurs must die. And, you know, people go ahead and blaming me as if I'm the one who's saying they must die. And the answer is I'm not saying they must die. Reality is saying it. Things are falling apart. Things are falling apart very, 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 very badly. Now, I'll probably go ahead and limp on here. You know, this is still the season for food. There is an ability to go ahead and grow food still. But the thing about it is that you end up having Greece. And, you know, somebody went ahead and said that Greece, you know, it's a man for country here. Someone went ahead and said, did you see white people when you were in Greece? Yeah, I seen a couple of white people here. They're German tourists. They got ahead and bought an expensive bag, luggage, and this Greek railway, you know, clerk had just gone ahead and put it to where some Greek man's are drunk and gone ahead and barfed all over their expensive bag here. And the Germans were bitching to him about, you know, him going, you know, the railway company going ahead and paying for the damage to their expense, you know, barf damage to expensive bag here. And essentially, I knew a little bit of German here. I said, this is not Germany. This is Greaseland. They call it Greaseland or something like that here. This is Greaseland. So, yeah, I see some white people there. There are white German tourists here. And it is a cheap place to go ahead. It is a cheap place to go ahead and live. You know, I mean, it's a cheap place if you have money. I mean, I got what was equivalent to a 2-star motel, and it was a dump. But as I said before, a bottle of Retsina, if you like, you know, tasting wine, which is flavored in pine, you know, in pine casks here, and tastes like you're drinking a pine tree. You know, for 12 and a half cents, why, hey, that's not too bad. If you like eating a Greek meal for about a dollar, ain't too bad. It's a pretty good deal even back. It's a pretty good deal even back in 1982. But the thing about it is, they are what they are. And as a result, there's, you know, I mean, these people, these dirty mamsers got in into the European Union by going ahead and lying about, you know, how much money they had, and how they weren't going to maintain a deficit of over more than 3.5%. Well, guess what? Their deficit is about 12%. Now, essentially, what happens is that they're trying to go ahead and bail out all these Jew banks here. Well, it's not going to work. And that's why the stock market's down, because people at least begin to figure out and say, hey, you people who are bankrupt now, loaning them some more money, that's not a smart thing to do. It's not going to work. And same way with Wiggers. When old John, he was out of the country in Brazil. I said, well, what was going on Taxpayer Day, April 15th. I said, you know, Tea Party. I said, yeah, a bunch of Wiggers who have all lost their jobs, don't have no money, bitching. Now, they're bitching about Obongo, but essentially, you know, the left is going ahead and making a big deal about how racist they are. But the thing about it is, they're not racist enough. Every single Wigger thinks that, hell, hey, I can go ahead and pretend to love niggers here and, you know, make some other Wigger pay for it. But the fact of the matter is, there's no way of going ahead and getting around it. Okay? Yeah, anyway. I seem to have lost a bunch of people here. But no, my brother is a seething, treasonous Wigger. And the thing about it is that, hey, I couldn't trust him. I couldn't trust him to go ahead and not tell a lie or something like that. I mean, I told him he was partially responsible for my grandchildren being, you know, being taken away, because what he did is we had a deal that the house across the street, I would buy it if necessary. And then if I bought it if necessary, I would maintain it for my grandchildren. So the only people that my stepdaughter Emily could go ahead and bring out, the only men my would be her lawfully wedded husband. But instead, she went ahead and brought in some little piece of shit named Ben Coles. And Ben Coles pled guilty to molesting my granddaughter Helen. But they didn't care about that. They didn't care about Looper doing the same thing. They were gunning for me. What happens is, this regime wants white people to die. It wants white leadership. It's scared of white leadership. That's why they're going ahead and infiltrating all these movement organizations. They want to go ahead and make sure that a right-wing Christian organization doesn't get the leadership to go ahead and rise up and exterminate them all, them and every other Wigger, in a civil war. What happens is, Christian Dante says, there's not going to be a successful revolution against Vogue Babylon, but it's going to fall rather because of its corruption, because of its evil, because it's not sustainable. But yet Vogue goes ahead and comes in and spies on us. Spies on us and comes up with all this stupid crap. It's like Covington was saying about this, you know, Packy bomber here. You gotta wonder about this shit here, because usually these ragheads, they're very good at making car bombs. Very, very, very good at making car bombs. Just ask about 3,000 dead Zog Jeeps in Iraq. Just ask about 400 or 500 dead Zog Jeeps in Afghanistan. It was mainly all these IEDs. Car bombs and the rest. They killed a whole bunch of Zog Jeeps and a whole bunch of the population over there. And they can't train. They can't train some mechanical engineer, Zogling, who grew up here, how to go ahead and create a bomb. Can you smell Zog? Can you say Zog false front? Some little wigger goes ahead and, you know, some little, not wigger, but some little mamzer goes over, is told that he's learning how to make a bomb here, and he doesn't pay much attention. They don't teach him how to do it right. He comes back over again, and the thing fizzles, and they find him. And then they yap about how there's such, you know, there's good Muslims and bad Muslims. The bad Muslims are the ones who live in Afghanistan, don't bother white people here. And the good Muslims are the ones who come to this country and create a whole bunch of these dirty, smelly, you know, Mamzer people who want to go ahead and live off the white man. Those are good Muslims. The bad Muslims are the ones who want to live over in Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan and mind their own damn business. Now, I have a different idea of who's a good Muslim and who's a bad Muslim. To me, a good Muslim is one that stays at least 6 miles, you know, time zones away from the Zogland and does whatever the hell he wants to. And if he wants to beat his bitch wife and give her a female circumcision and screw his goats and his butt boys, that's nothing to me. I don't care how they do things over there. If I don't like it, I won't go over there. And chances are, I don't see myself going over there anytime soon. So, you got to go ahead and laugh. But the thing about it is that Zog is trying to go ahead and maintain a clampdown. And one of the ways they do a clampdown is to go ahead and spy on all these lone wolves. I was reading a book from about 2002, yapping and whining and pissing and moaning about lone wolves. There's not any lone wolves. There's not any lone wiggers here. Essentially, if Jews do have lone wolves, they have only themselves to blame. Because what they did is they went ahead and did away with old Richard Butler and a few of the old timers, Matt Hale, who sort of maintained the sort of control over these lone wiggers. But that's why Zog is in 99% of these bowel movement organizations here. Covington's bitching here about Robert Campbell, who was Fade the Butcher's, one of the Fade the Butcher's administrators over on his blog and forum. And let me give Fade some credit here, as they did get his forum up pretty soon. I ain't gonna give him credit here because he's pretty well letting Trader Glenn Miller have the notion that if he bitches and pisses and moans enough, he's gonna go ahead and get me banned over there. And your idiot, snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. No, Wigger. There's a reason for these hatreds. These hatreds are caused by snitching and yapping and telling, and essentially zogbotting is what it is here. But he's bitching about Robert Campbell. Well, Robert Campbell is in with Wigger's will, but now Robert Campbell goes ahead and pretends that he's against Trader Glenn Miller. It's sort of like Sperm Front, Don Black and the Rift pretending that they're against Trader Glenn Miller, but they go ahead and let Ron Doggett represent them here. And Ron Doggett is a big friend of Trader Glenn Miller's here. Look, you're supporting Trader Glenn Miller, but you don't want to go ahead and admit that. Because the fact of the matter is, if you have anything to do with Trader Glenn Miller, it's because you're either a fool or a traitor or both. Chances are both. Anyway, he's bitching about old Mikey Kikey Jukes Calicat Connor going ahead and saying that he can't be on Voice of Retards or anything like that. Well, hey, look, Mikey Kikey Jukes Calicat Connor wants to ban everybody. And the reason of it is that Mikey Kikey is in with Voice of Retards, and all it is just a internet radio version of the NNF. That's where it started out, too. It's pretty well owned by Jews. And Covington was bitching that essentially old Mikey Kikey, Jukes Calicat Connor was pissing and moaning about how they shouldn't go ahead and allow Covington to go ahead and post because it's too embarrassing. But here's Tom Sudik, this here intellectual, Balkanoid, Mamzer, who knows oh so much here and who does not like Christianity. Go ahead and interview a right-wing homosexual. Well, guess what? You can be a homosexual, but essentially, What is he? Is he a log cabin creator or something? You know what I mean? It also gets me about, you know, you got to laugh about old, you know, Betty Klassen here. Thing about it is, most of Christian Identity people thought he was a, you know, he's a homosexual Jew. Who like going ahead just like Richard Barrett and, you know, Cornhorn, you know, Wigger skinheads here. That's why I saw him create tardivity here. You know, he's Wigger, urban skin, you know, Wigger skinheads. He didn't have that much of a problem against homosexuality here. I mean, essentially, it should have been the white chicken hawks, you know, religion. You know what I mean? Oh, stupid crap here. But here's Covington going ahead and bitching. He said to sort of keep it confidential. Well, I'm sort of keeping it confidential. I'm going to say exactly what happened. But he's bitching about Mikey Kaiky Zeke's contact. Me and Mikey Kaiky did not get along at all over on Four Fags Feeds here. He's always begging or demanding that I get banned. And he came over to stumble in here, and I was going after him. I was going to go ahead and have him banned for just a month here for banning W.F. Hermans here. And that's the thing, you know, just like my brother, I went ahead and said this. Look, you go ahead, there'll be a law about you Wiggers. If you go ahead and renege on a deal, and you get caught reneging on that deal the first time, a deal is tattooed on your hide. Second time, it's branded in your skin. But the first time you go ahead and you break a deal, you lose everything. You don't make what you think you're going to steal. He's not much care for that. Because here he is. He's trying to go ahead and convince me to give him the farm and to give him all the $150,000, although he says there's not that much left. He comes up with, your mother goes through more than $10,000 a year. It's a bullshit. She used to live essentially on $20 a week. She used to go ahead and whine, oh, give me some money, Mike, give me some money, Mike, give me some money, Mike, give me some money, Mike. And she'd bitch. You'd go ahead and give it to her. Here you were making fairly good, living wage off the cattle, and you used to go ahead and haul manure. Not anymore. You know, he goes ahead, he lives out at the farm to get away from the bitch. You know what I mean? But, no, I mean, Wiggers go ahead and they remake deals here. And then rather than go ahead and admit their evil, just like the pisser here, comes up with lie after lie after lie after lie, you start getting caught. They whine, just like Clint Downey did, that I slandered him. Well, no dumb shit. You know, you may have gotten rid of your old pisser sender because it had a whole bunch of embarrassing stuff, but there's still links to it, which goes ahead and shows that you got rid of this stuff. And the reason you got rid of this stuff is because it showed you after a liar. I don't know if this is a Mamser or a Wigger, you know, a Messgoober Wigger. But essentially, he ain't very much here. He's not somebody you trust. I'm pretty sure he's a Zogbot. I would not be surprised if that little criminal was in the same cell pod or same prison or even the same cell as Visser. That's why he goes ahead and, you know, puts up with this critter so long here. I mean, usually thieves don't get, you know, usually thieves go ahead and have a big fight over the division of spoils here, but I guess they ain't got the spoils yet, and I don't think they're ever going to get it. But no. This bowel movement of ours, Stormfront, VNNF, you know, the pissers, pussy pals, whatever, Four Fag Thieves, I'm pretty well convinced. I mean, you know, just like, old Carcass was telling me, old Maud Defraud and Carcass was telling me, well, they have the biggest hatred, you know, here it is, you know, here we are, centered out of Brussels, Belgium. This is the biggest anti-white racism, you know, bunch ever here, and you're telling me that Jimbo Gomez, which is a Sephardic name, which, you know, affiliated with the nigger slave trade, and Maud Defraud and old Carcass, who essentially didn't, you know, I went ahead and let it out that, hey, he was a Argentinian Sephardic Jew Mamzer. And hey, why do you think? You know, why do you? Does anybody think the Four Fag Thebes, which is run by people who live in, you know, around Brussels, next to the State Commission, why do you think they're allowed to run? The answer they're allowed to run is to go ahead and spy on Uyghurs. You see, Zogas scares shitless of these lone wolves. Well, they're all not hardly any lone wolves. They're all lone Uyghurs. But Zogas scared of them because they don't know where they are. So they got to go ahead and keep track of them. It's far cheaper. Just go ahead and pay for the server. Pay for whatever here, but not pay them a wage. So that when it comes out and down to it, they don't have the problem that they did with John Parsons back in 1996 against the militia, like they're having with the Hutteri militia, to where the one who's actually doing the talk about bombing, doing the planning about bombing, is an FBI employee. That sort of goes ahead and makes things look bad. So that's what they do with Hal Turner. They went ahead and paid for his webpage. They went ahead and paid him. I'm not sure if they went ahead and actually called his salary, but Hal Turner was going ahead and making some money off of it. You know, so is the rest here. And most of these, you know, voice of retards and the rest of them here, that's not a whole awful lot of money here. Which means that no, they don't have to go ahead and pay very much out of voices, you know, out of the Department of, I just simply say, as it's financed by the Department of Zogland Insecurity, petty cash drawer. Because it's far cheaper. Just go ahead and pay off a few Uyghurs and have them go ahead and say what, you know, what is what. Now, they didn't pay me off. I wasn't for sale. In any case, sort of like, you know, when I was in the Nuthouse here, I used to go ahead and say that Iran probably had nuclear weapons. He said, "What do you mean?" Well, they probably said, "You know, look, you had a big old border with Russia. Now, wouldn't any smart Iranian go ahead and buy some nuclear artillery shells, maybe a few, you know, warheads or whatever?" I mean, shoot, while I was in Europe, we used to have these 105-millimeter crewmen. What good is a 105-millimeter? 105-millimeter is obsolete. It was obsolete back in 1982. Why did they have them? Well, they had them because those 105s would fire a nuclear shell. Okay? Fire, not a big shell, you know, not a big shell. It's a couple of kiloton, you know, but, you know, it'd be big enough to make a nuclear explosion. It'd be enough to go ahead and incinerate things for about a quarter mile or so at a choke point. That's what the Lance system was about. Not a whole awful lot of megaton, you know, not a whole awful lot of kilotonnage. But where it lands here, it's going to go ahead and, you know, screw shit out there. You know what I mean? It ain't ground burst. It ain't like a 200, you know, megaton, chink thing, which lands, if it lands within a half mile, don't really matter. Because even if it only lands within, you know, half mile, 5 miles or something like that, it's going to go ahead and burn out everything for about a couple hundred miles. No, small one. Kiloton or two. But, you know, what it'll do is it'll go ahead for, it'll go ahead for a good quarter of a mile, screech it up pretty badly. You know, vaporize stuff. If it's air burst, you won't create too much. You won't create too much radiation. You know, and well, if it does, I mean, let the East Germans and Czechs, you know, worry about it. But in any case, no, I mean, that. Where was I? I'm quite sure the Iranians went ahead and bought these shells from crooked, you know, Russian generals. And, you know, that's what used to get me, is that at this place where they stored the nuclear weapons for our particular battalion. They kept better track of the Stinger missile system, you know, systems that they had. Rather, you know, that's far more sensible than the nuclear weapons that they had, the warheads that they had. far more sensitive here. You know, billions of, you know, hundreds of millions of, you know, ball ammunition of 7.62 by 39 and 5.56, M16 ammo and stuff like that. Of course, you had plenty of that. But they were far more concerned about the Stinger, Stinger stuff here than they were the nuclear weapons here. So what do you think happened to all these, Russian artillery shells? Answer, I think the Iranians bought them here. Now, you have it. What's the big deal about, them scraping off, plutonium from the centrifuges? And the answer of it is that, hey, you have the nuclear weapons. But you don't, maybe it's not smart to go ahead and say that you have them. So you make a big deal about, you possibly could have them here by going ahead and scraping off these fuel rods. Okay? And that's how you go ahead and be a nuclear power without telling everybody you're a nuclear power. You go ahead and say, you don't go ahead and say, hey, we stole it from the Russians. No. We don't have nuclear weapons But what happens, we could get them here if you fuck with us too much. And that's what's happening with Iran, I believe. The end result here is that things could turn pretty dicey here if Iran decides it don't have any more choice here. But anyway, so the Jew, the Jew is not tolerated. The Jew is not tolerating Christian identity. But the thing about it is that mostly what we have to worry about Christian identity are Uyghurs. See, I don't get so mad about Delaney. I mean, essentially, I didn't know what he was bitching about over on Thanks for him until he went ahead and bitched about how I reprinted a Kurt Maynard article. Okay. Well, now that you bitched about it, maybe we don't have a complaint, but looking down upon it, yeah, we do have one here, and I'm pretty sure that Delaney and his little G-Quest went ahead and put, finished off PastorLinsted.org, which goes ahead and reminds me of another little Quaker thing. Here are these so-called Mormons or whatever. They sound Provo, Utah, and they accept my money for nearly 18 months, and then some Jew or whatever, or Quaker, goes ahead and bitches about Pastor Linsted. They bitch about the blog. More than likely, and guess what? I end up being kicked out without any chance for an appeal. None. So what do you do with people like that? What do you do with wiggers like that? And the answer of it is well, wigger, well, I've read to do with my property, whatever I want. Well, wigger, we had a deal. And what happens is because somebody went ahead and bitched to you about something really was none of your business here. It wasn't like I was posting pornography, much less child pornography or anything illegal. I was just posting my opinions of stuff here. And you went ahead and put me out quite a bit. Went ahead and put my blog down. Went ahead and put my webpage down. And the webpage is no big deal here, but the blog and the forum, I have to go ahead and work on going ahead and recreating a database and then figuring out how to go ahead and get that thing back up and running. And I do have backup for it. But I haven't figured out how to go ahead and get them things to work just yet. But Wigger, you unilaterally went ahead and said that my deal, the deal we made ain't good enough. You're going to go ahead and impose these rules that you made up on me that you didn't have a problem with. And all I got to say to Host Monster is that a place like that here, these people ought to go ahead and be skinned, just like any other Uyghur who goes ahead and makes up your rules to suit itself here. I mean, I sort of like Mad Max 3 here, where it said was break a deal, face the wheel, because they understood that you don't put up with people who can't keep their word. Most monster wouldn't have been out anything. They probably should have just told Dwayne and the rest to just piss up a rope here, is that, hey, I mean, what happens at the end of December here because you bitched here, you violated our terms of agreement here, we're going to go ahead and tell him in December that we're not going to go ahead and accept his money anymore and then give him a chance. But no, they, They went ahead and kicked me off without any appeal. And that's what Wiggers think here, is that they think they can do whatever the hell they want to, and that their victims have to go ahead and put up. Well, I'm not a Wigger victim who put up. You wrong me, I'm going after you. I'm going to hunt you down. You are going to be one sorry Wigger. Unless you go ahead and whine about it, well, said before, the same reason dog licks is nuts and you kicked me off. You know, you went ahead and kicked me off, host monster, but it's because you can. I get to do whatever the hell I want to because I can. And if you went ahead and did it because you didn't like what was being said, look, Wigger, there may not be a First Amendment for private contracts here, but guess what here? You're not the one who goes ahead and gets to determine whether or not you're going to go ahead and keep this private contract you kept with me. If I end up having blood in my eye because you wronged me here, you live with what ends up happening. In any case. Yeah, yeah. The lady wants a blaster here, you know, and Kappa is the master. The master Jew or the master Turk Mamba or something like that here. And, you know, here comes Matt Bot Zogbot, Matt Ott Zog Twat here. He goes ahead and he gets pissed on here over by Pisser's crew. I'm so glad you're not going to fight with Fink. And the answer is, why should I fight with Fink? There's nothing to fight with Fink over. Nothing. Now, just because I don't like you, Matt Twat Zogbot, and don't want anything to do with you, well, okay. So here was Matt Twat and Judas and Juice whining about what I wrote on Fink's forum, and they're going to go ahead and ban Six Killer and me for what I wrote on my own sub forum. I went ahead and called, Bill and said, hey, look, Bill, old Matt Twat Zogbot wants to go ahead and ban me for what's being said on your forum. But he's trying to go ahead and lure me out of your sub forum onto the main forum and use that as an excuse to ban Six Killer. And I've told Six Killer to go ahead and go back to my sub forum and say whatever you want. And the fact of the matter is that, Matt Twat Zogbot and Juice and Juiced were trying to make Bill Fink into a liar. Because Bill Fink promised me an uncensored sub forum. And by going ahead and trying to censor me and Six Killer, they're going to go ahead and make Bill into a liar. And Bill understood that. He said, I'll talk to Matt, Matt Ott. He did talk to Matt Ott. Matt Ott, let me talk to him first. Well, I didn't rub me, anything yet, but I just went ahead and told him. Here he comes whining. Marty, you've just been mean to me, Rabbi Marty. You've been mean. Well, you're on this time. Well, now he's trying to go ahead and suck up to me again because he can't get along with Pisser's crew. Well, that's not going to happen here. Look, the thing about it is that there's nothing to fight with William Fink here because, hey, look, William Fink runs his church the way he wants to run it here. I don't tell him how to run my his church. He don't tell me how to run mine. And if he wants to go ahead and surround himself with people I don't like, what can I do about it? And the answer is nothing. Am I going to bitch about it? No. I have nothing to bitch about here. I run things the way I want on my sub forum, on his main forum. And hey, he has done me a favor. He has gone ahead and showed me another web hosting. And he says it won't be censored. And I went ahead and looked at the terms of service, and from what I gather, no, it's not like HostMonster. So, chances are I'm going to go ahead and get my pastorlinstead.org forum up here. I already got Aryan-nations-mo.org up, for those who want to go ahead and look at it. And Obadorker is yapping about how I got another sock puppet on the parked account. No, Obadorker, the fact of the matter is that pastorlinstead.org is paid up until December of this year. It's paid up. What happens every year, costs about $6 or $8 or however many dollars, to register it with the organization that goes ahead and registers domain names here. So essentially, they went ahead and put it on a parking orbit. That's what they did. Okay? So there's nothing. There's nothing. well, I call them Matt. I call them Matt. I call them Matt Twat Zog Fot because it rhymes here. You know what I mean? I'm pretty good at giving, you know, nicknames to, critters here. Visser, he's now the Pisser, or the Pisser, or sometimes we'll call him the Pisser Possum, because the way he acted is just like a little criminal possum. He goes ahead and he lays low for a little while. He lays low for about 2 weeks. As if all is going to be forgiven when he raises his little possum head here, you know, sniffing for some low-hanging fruit here. Or shit, possibly, you know, possible persimmons of shit. And that's exactly what the piss, you know, what the piss is like here. I mean, he doesn't seem to understand that if you go ahead and have Fruit Loop Pisser go ahead and say, Jeremy Visser is dead. And guess what? You make your brother a liar when you show up. You know what I mean? And that's what the Pisser is. He's just a little criminal. He's just a little criminal. Now, if you talk to him for a while, he'll claim they killed somebody. They killed somebody, and he had to hide out for 6 years. He reminds me of this Florida mattress, Florida mattress advertisement I seen a couple years ago, to where these sheep are in prison for tearing off a rainbow of a mattress. And what happens is that, you know, this big bad wolf, you know, character says, what are you in here for? One of the sheep says, for tearing. And this other sheep says, I'm in too. The other sheep was going to say, for tearing off the little mattress thing here. You know what I mean? I don't know. If you ever bought any lawn furniture or something like that here, or a mattress, they have a little thing that says, you can go to prison here if you tear this, you know, if you tear this thing off here. Well, that's what Pisser's like here. I mean, Pisser likes pretend he's real tough here. So like Brian Wright, but they're essentially nothing more than just, you know, scared little mans of criminals. But in any case, well, guest number 64. Well. Anyway, I'm looking at this here. Anyway, the thing about it is that this bowel movement of ours is mostly, if you're with it here, most of the leadership are just nothing more than Zog Boss. They play their little games. And I've had to laugh at Fade the Butcher, or sometimes I call him Hunter Wallace here. But he did get swung back up, and I got to give him credit for that. But trying to go ahead and form a bowel movement out of intellectuals, total waste of time, because most intellectuals are cowards and fools. They go ahead and believe whatever Zog tells them here, and they're wiggers. You know, just like this guy, you know, I went ahead and reposted his article about how even if you had a revolution, you'd end up having the same population. And the answer is, yeah, you would. That's why, you know, Christian Identity's revolution isn't really a revolution. It's not designed to go ahead and take over from Zog. It is designed to go ahead and allow Zog to go ahead and fall apart, but to go ahead and make sure that this falling apart process is as destructive as possible for the Zog Foundations. And the Zog Foundations, the foundations of Zog is Wiggers. I've gone ahead and posted stuff by June, and June has gone ahead and said, you know, and I haven't posted yet why he does what he does, but he did go ahead and post about this lie about British Petroleum, about the big oil spill. And what he says is that that's not an oil spill. This is just a volcanic vent. And what they've done is they've gone ahead and opened the cap on these on this oil production. And now we're talking about how they're not going to go ahead and do any more off, you know, offshore drilling. And the answer to that is, why do you need to do offshore drilling? You have plenty of oil in North Dakota. My friend lives in that house, you know. John Britton, he flew seismic. They only have oil wells in North Dakota. But they're not going ahead and creating pipeline for it. They're not going ahead and creating railway lines and more cars to go ahead and, you know, put up a refinery there like they do in Sinclair, Wyoming. Why not? If you go ahead and create or use the product that you have, be it in Canada or be it, in fact, the United States gets most of its oil from Canada. This Alaska crude that they're talking about drilling, that crude doesn't go to the United States. It don't go to California. It goes to Japan and China. It's high. It's very big, sour. You know. I'm not going to. All righty. Okay. Well, I'm looking at the chat line. There's no need to go ahead and put these oil wells way deep. But the fact of the matter is, just like June said, is the Chinks and the Vietnamese and everybody else is drilling off our shores. And the only time there's an accident or something like that is when this oil is going to go ahead and go to America. So why can't we get our own oil? Why do we need this foreign oil? And the answer of it is the kikes, the Jews, want us to go ahead and be involved in Middle East politics to protect the oil and protect the Jews. Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like it's Oba Dorker's bedtime or something like that. So the critter ran off here. But anyway, you got to understand that the problem with the white nationalist movement is it's mainly Uyghurs. And the Uyghurs are not serious. They want a great Uyghur on a white horse to come and save them here without any bloodshed, without any killing, without any civil war. And the fact of the matter is that we have nothing good to say about creatards. Folks, if I had to go ahead and show any movie which would go ahead and illustrate what is going to happen here politically, I would recommend that you go to YouTube and look at Michael Collins from 1996. And the fact of the matter is, when Michael Collins was killed, not by the British, but by his own people, because the dirty Jew, Edmund de Valera, went ahead and painted him into a corner to where he ended up giving Northern Ireland to the British Empire in return for getting an Irish Republic in the other 20-some counties of Ireland. He got set up by this Jew, Edmund de Valera. You got to understand, there's not only a war within white nationalism against Zog, there's a war within white nationalism, essentially against by every Uyghur leader, against the other Uyghur leaders. A competition for money, a competition for power, a competition for Zog bucks, a competition to go ahead and pretend that they're leaders. In case of Sci-Fi, he's still snapping at Pisser, even though he really should go ahead and become friends again with Pisser, because they're both tied in with him and Hal Turner. But the thing about it is that I've gone ahead and, you know, this Bradley Jenkins, he went ahead and he's seen my blog, and essentially, know, he's sort of feeling, you know, he's sort of feeling that he can go ahead and post whatever he wants because guess what? I'm not having a fight with Paul Mullett. Well, the thing about it is, though, is I may not be fighting with Paul Mullett, but I'm not a big fan of Paul Mullett. I'm not a fan of anybody who tells you to send him $25 and then $10 a month to keep him in beer and liquor, pussy, or whatever, in order to go ahead and pay for a stupid bunch of literature to go ahead and put on nigger and wigger lawns. How does that advance Christian identity? The answer is it doesn't. But on the other hand, I don't need to fight with Paul Mullett, because Paul Mullett, you know, he's not looking for the same people I am. He's not. Well, I don't approve of going ahead and sending me money, but if you idiots have enough money, go ahead and send them some if you want. It's not going to accomplish anything, but, you know, I don't really have any big fight against him, although I have my suspicions. He might very well be a Zogbot. But in any case, don't have any fight with all the rest of them here. But anyway, I'm sort of running out of steam. It's been, what, 3 hours or so, close to 3 hours, and usually I don't go ahead and get things as much done as I want here. But the problem with white nationalism is Uyghurs. Not Jews, not Mamzers, Uyghurs. The problem most of you will have within your own family, just like with my family, is Uyghurs. Now, what happens is that my brother did not want me to get out. He wanted me to go ahead and be in prison the rest of my life. Same way as he wanted Dad to be in prison for the rest of his life, because guess what? He loved Dad. He loved money more. As he looked at it, Dad was spending his precious money. Now, is that screwed up or what? I came on an hour late. No, what happens is that I set this thing for 10 o'clock Central Time here, which is 11 o'clock. And a couple of times they understand it being 9 o'clock here. The thing about it is that I need to go ahead and do more movement tours, but the thing about it is that the bowel movement, I mean, I've done over 20 shows, usually all upon the bowel movement. Occasionally I had this nigger on. And the fact of the matter is that the movement turd is about what Uyghurs and Zogbots do, how they interact. But the fact of the matter is how they interact is that they always interact with each other. I mean, Uyghurs are just simply Uyghurs. Anyway, let me go ahead and look real quick and see what's going on at the pissers, you know, what's going on at the pissers, pussy pals here. Over at covenantpeoplesministry.org/forum. I'm going to go ahead and look and see what's new. Okay, well, there's something new here by Obadorker. So, let's see what old Obadorker has to say about me. See, Obadorker is still looking like this white woman here. Solomon, I think, is pretty well one of Pisser's pawns here. Okay. Old Fruit Loop on the 22nd at 1:03 p.m. says, a special thanks to the Sections mods for deleting over 23 meaningless cat posters of Pastor Amy. See, they want to pretend that I'm a hypocrite and I'm Amy Rose here. And they're pretty well shitting on old Amy Rose here. Okay. Pastor Bill. Somebody made him a pastor. I guess I made him a pastor. I screwed up, didn't I? Why he needs to keep his twisted ravings, ratings on his own board and the handful of non-Christian boards that let him post. I'm here to make sure that he does not pollute this board like he did the old one. Look, Liar Bill, what happens is I was the biggest poster on the old forum. You went ahead and changed it here. Okay, here's Obadorker. I started off as guest 12 in Marty's chat room this evening, but ended up as guest 51. He banned me so many times. What was that you said about people who love to answer Pastor Amy?